Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Silver Streaks Football is also brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. Proud to bring you GHS Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Here on WGIL, week 7 of the high school football season and week 4 of the Western Big 6 conference season. Brad Benowitz, Sean Hickey with you in the booth alongside Mike Trueblood for the Register Mail, who is enjoying the dryness up here, I guess, in the press box, and Jake Miller down in the field in the rain with the umbrella. Good call, Jake, to bring that in. I don't think even Jim Lee ever really walked along with an umbrella. So
yeah, it's hard to get used to. I got to hold a mic, got to hold an umbrella, try to hold my stat sheets. I'm kind of a rookie at this, so we'll see. Stuff go flying everywhere down here.
67 degrees here as we approach kickoff. We've got a couple of fight songs to get through, and then we'll be ready to kick this one underway. Silver Streaks will receive on the opening kickoff. So let's talk about the Alleman defense, at least from the information that Coach Todd DePorter gave us. A three-man front. And, Sean, I'll ask you about that here in a second, because that's become really the trend in high school football as well. And then, again, the way he gave us the lineup, he had five linebackers listed, so not a 3-4, which tends to me seems to be more the sort of the defensive formation. But from what he gave us, it's a 3-5. Now tell me about that strategy, Sean, from a defensive standpoint.
Typically, that's going to be what's called the odd stack. You're going to have the three down linemen with three linebackers stacked behind them. You're going to have one, or at least their line might stunt one direction, and the three linebackers would have the other gaps, and then you have two outside linebackers. It's the same defense that I ran when I was a defensive coordinator here, and that was a 3-5. We stacked up those linebackers. But what we're seeing, too, across the conference are a lot of teams running with three down linemen up front, mm-hmm. and then their outside linebackers are versatile enough. They're good athletes, and what they do is they walk up to the line when they're needed or they walk off. We see the same thing happening with our guys. We see Green was doing it earlier in the year for us. I think we've moved him inside. But, Carl is certainly one of those guys who is able to be versatile. We've talked before about the outside linebacker position that can walk up on a line, step back at linebacker depth, or drop back to safety depth.
And even when the Silver Streaks run that three-man front, if they do drop back, they're still setting up in more of a four linebacker spot, a formation as opposed to five. And then three defensive backs is how the Alleman Pioneers will more traditionally set up as well. Jake, how do you attack a defense like that compared to maybe what the Silver Streaks have seen through the first six games this year?
Well, yeah, it's essentially you're talking about one less safety is what you're talking about, at least playing 10 yards off the ball. So when you have, as far as passing game goes, when you have three defensive backs, the old adage is you run four verticals and you look for four wide receivers, and you can't cover three guys with four verticals. Now, or you can't cover four guys with three defensive backs. So, that's one way you look at it. They also have stuff in the flats and the passing game, too. So, really, I don't know if you're going to be able to get to any of that tonight because of the conditions. So, we'll see whose defense is more predicated for this kind of environment.
The kicking duties for the Alleman Pioneers fall on Patrick Schmidt, 6 foot, just 148-pound senior. He lines it up at the 40-yard line with a steady rain falling. Not a heavy rain, but a steady rain. And Kobe Ramirez and Jacob Carl standing back at their own 5-yard line, ready to get this one underway. Sophomores lost tonight 22-8. Silver Streaks varsity needs a key victory here tonight to stay in the playoff hunt. And a line drive kick taken just on a scoop by Carson Johnson inside the 35 and a return to the 40. And this game is underway. Clark Hawkins, the starting quarterback for the Silver Streaks, labored through a difficult second quarter last week and then had a red-hot second half as Kobe Ramirez got shut down out of the running game, and Clark had a big second half, earned our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game honors. And we'll see if he can kind of keep that going in the right direction here this week, along with Castile and Ramirez, the running backs. Johnson and that's Carson Johnson and Nolan Jenkins get the traditional starting spots out of the wideouts, and a two tight end set here to start things off for the Silver Streaks with Quincy Beard lining up right. That's the direction the Streaks run with Ramirez, slipping a few tackles up the middle across the 45, close to the 48-yard line, and a good gain by Kobe on first down after he ran for 250 yards in the victory over United Township last week.
Brad, you asked Jake about how to attack this defense. They're vulnerable off tackle. I predict that we're going to see a lot of belly, and that first play we ran, sure enough, was belly for a gain of eight.
Jacob Carl, the other tight end for the Silver Streaks, as McIntosh for Galesburg and Nolan Jenkins split wide to the left. Ramirez again the single setback with Hawkins under center. They go to Kobe again to the outside. He's got the first down into Alleman territory. Gets to the corner at the 45 and run out of bounds there just inside the 45 to the 44. And two plays for the Silver Streaks, two big gainers into Alleman territory just like that.
And that run right there I think should answer your question, at least for now, in terms of footing. Kobe made a nice jump cut to his left. And then he made another out cut and tried to get around the corner, and at least so far so good for his running style.
Well, a game plan here shows that we are coming out double tight. That's going to bring both those outside linebackers up to give a true five front. And then we're running twins. That's going to pull the strong safety out.
With the ball spotted on the far hash mark, the two wideouts, the twins, as Sean said, come to the near side. Kobe runs left, though, to the short side, gets into the secondary and bumped out of bounds for another first down as he moves it inside the 35 to the 32 for a gain of 12.
That time they adjusted to our twins with the safety, and they kept the outside, or excuse me, the strong safety inside. You know, it's just certainly something we got to keep an eye on for our future play call.
Yeah, they took the strong safety to our side of the field here, and then they obviously ran away from that. So it's a numbers game, you know. It's trying to find the numbers and where you get the advantages.
Silver Streaks have moved the ball from their own 40 to the Alleman 32 in just three plays.
Overload.
Now lining up from the right, switching to the left. Goes Blaze Purchase, and the play goes left again and up the middle. More conservative play, but still a pretty good gain on first down. A hard run as the Silver Streaks pick up five.
Yeah, we run our shift into overload there, and Alamed did make an adjustment. You saw every defensive lineman shift a half a gap to their right. You heard the they were ready for it because you could hear the Alamed sideline yelling, shift, shift. So everybody moved over. It's something they obviously have scouted us doing before.
Still a gain of five. Brings up second and five out of the I formation with Castile, the fullback, Ramirez dotting the I, and wideouts one to each side of the field. Now shifting right to left goes Carl. Castile moves that direction, lining up on the outside. Hawkins under center, handoff Ramirez. Room to run to the left side, first down, spun around, and still doesn't go down, but the play stopped as he gets to the first down marker inside the 25. Well, they're going to say he's a yard short.
Yeah, he fumbled the ball right at the end, and the ball went backwards. I didn't see that. Yeah, it did go right out of bounds. But at that point, it's not where the player is. It's where the ball went out of bounds. Mm-hmm. So he did gain the first down yardage, but the fumble brought the ball back. So it's third and short, third and one.
Silver Streaks face third down for the first time tonight on the season.
Sean, watch the Alleman defensive line run their shift here. And third and short, they always do this.
The
D-line will shift and try to get us to jump.
They'll stem it.
Streaks 43% on third down. That was on the left side of the Alleman line. Ramirez runs to the left side of the Galesburg offensive line. Going for the corner, turned around inside the five-yard line. But he was out of bounds at the eight, and the Streaks have a first and goal with 10-11 to go in the opening quarter.
Whenever you have a third and short, fourth and short, or any kind of goal-to-go situation, Alleman has done this for years. Their defensive linemen will stem, as Sean called it. They'll stem, and what that means is they're going to make a shift from one gap to another, and they do it to try to simulate the snap of the ball. And a lot of times it gets offensive linemen to jump, and this time the Streaks were disciplined enough not to jump offside.
Yeah, coached up. We know what they do. We're ready for that.
And a steady dose of Kobe Ramirez on this opening drive. He's got 51 yards on the ground already as the Streaks move it inside the 10 for a first and goal. Ramirez
touchdown.
Again bouncing
That's
to the outside. Flag comes down. Cut back up the middle to the goal line. He's in for the touchdown.
It's
what is the
back.
Penalty?
Yeah, they're going to get a hold on the tight end to the left.
It's in that territory for sure.
I think Jacob Carl's going to get caught with a hold, actually.
So the Streaks flag for the first time tonight. I hear a little bit of a groan from the Streaks crowd down below us. We heard some complaints when we got here about the sophomore game, how two touchdowns were called back on Silver Streaks penalties. Sean, coaching his eighth graders last night, felt he saw a heavy dose of that as well. So Silver Streaks faithful feeling like, you know, here we go again after that touchdown gets called back. The penalty moves it back to the 18-yard line.
Yeah, it's tough. You got to keep going. Yeah, you can't put that in the kids' heads. They just have to keep playing. It's still first down, and but now you got a little bit wider gap to go.
You know, as I told my kids last night, the eighth graders, play the next play. There's nothing you can do about the last one. It has nothing to do with the next play. You got to play it.
Out of the eye, there's the shift as Carl drops back into fullback position. Castillo lines up tight end left. They try to go to Jacob, and that one is swarmed across the left side of the offensive line. He still battles, but after the whistle was blown, so he's not going to get that little extra push at the end. And they're going to back him up to the 20. A loss of two. That's too bad because Jacob kept battling, kept going, and he would have at least gotten back to the line of scrimmage. But the quick whistle negates any kind of gain, and they lose two.
And that was gimmicky. We have not seen Jacob Carl run the belly from the fullback position all year, and they shifted him back into the fullback spot and just trying to find another way to get him a ball.
Second and goal from the 20 now. Hawkins still under center. The shift to the left again with Purchase lining up from right to left. Play fake. Hawkins on the rollout. Pass complete to Cody Castile. Dragged down at the 10-yard line. So the Streaks get half the distance back to the goal line. And it'll bring up third and goal from the 10.
Yeah, great play call there. All those runs. And there we have a play action pass. Clark took the safe option. He did have maybe something out there in the corner with his receiver, but probably the best choice on his part with a wet ball and hit his fullback there for a 10-yard gain. Got half of it back.
So the nose of the football sitting at the near hash mark here at Lindbergh Stadium in a steady rainfall. Clock rolling under 8:40 to go here in the first quarter. Opening drive of the game. Silver Streaks started at their own 40. They're down to the Alleman 10 on third and goal. Carl lines up left. Hand off to Ramirez, trying to bounce to the outside, trying to get to the corner.
Skips past
a man, goes for the pylon.
Oh, they're going to call him out.
Out of bounds just outside of the goal line. Tried to do the balancing act on the corner on the far side and slipped the foot across the goal line, but the official says he was out. Where is he, Jake? Right at the one? Where is
he
marking that?
He's just a little bit past, like a 1.5-yard line.
So it'll be fourth and goal from the one. Hello, offensive line. Here's your chance.
Well, as Jake mentioned earlier, this is the time in which they will stem.
Yep, you got to watch that. And, you know, here's the deal. These games are going to come down to five or six plays. The Streaks are running players in and out of the huddle. We got to watch the back judge here and counting. We got to get this play off, but this is a big one. Could be a turning point real early.
Streaks are 5 out of 10 on fourth downs this season.
There's a stem.
Hawkins, left touchdown. Side. Kobe runs in practically untouched. And the Silver Streaks score on the opening drive, 8:20 into the first quarter, as Kobe Ramirez runs it in from a yard out, his 13th touchdown of the season.
You know, the Streaks take a little page out of the Alleman playbook there, and a nice, long, methodical drive. That's not something we've seen from the Streaks, and that's a good sign.
Well, we heard Coach Washabaugh in a scouting report talk about the need to maximize your drives, the times that you're going to get the ball, because you're only going to have five or six opportunities with Alleman, and we certainly maximize our opportunity there. Great drive.
Streaks line up for the extra point. No muddle huddle, as Jake calls it. And
that's
the extra
good.
Point booming through from James Hayden. 7-0. Galesburg scores on the opening drive. Alleman to receive a kickoff when we come back. 7-0 Streaks. You're listening to Galesburg High School Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
McDonald's new Buttermilk Crispy Tenders are so crispy, juicy, and delicious they could pass for my own. So I will. Pass them for my own, I mean. I shouldn't be making chicken at my age, and I got things I'd rather be doing. Marianne! Do you hear that? The hot tub is calling my name.
Introducing McDonald's Buttermilk Crispy Tenders, made with 100% white meat and no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. They're not grandma's, but she's okay with that. At participating McDonald's.
I'm Will Stephenson. Here remarks State Senator Chuck Weaver gave to the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce this week when you join us tonight at 5 for Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
Silver Streaks score on the opening drive, 10 plays, 60 yards. They take 3 minutes, 40 seconds off the clock. Kobe Ramirez runs it in from a yard out. And the James Hayden extra point makes it 7-0. Back to receive the kickoff. Cornel Logo, 5'11", 190-pound senior for Alleman, along with Mikey Scarpinato, another senior. He'll line up at split end as well. 5'11", smaller at 158. And Hayden's kick
up the left side,
curling toward the corner, running to the right side, and balancing act on the far sideline, staying in bounds. Logo cuts back toward the near hash mark and across the 20 to about the 22-yard line. Had to chase that one down toward the far side of the field. And Hayden almost ran him right out of bounds after the reception, but he did a nice job to keep it in and make something out of it. They'll start from just inside the 22.
You know, just first impression, guys, just looking at it, I'm right here about ball level and, you know, just seeing the size of the kids. You know, Alleman's, you know, they got some big kids up front, and they're bigger than I've seen them in the past. So, you know, you can tell that that's what they want to do is pound the ball, and looks like they have a little size to do it.
We'll run through their offensive line under Sam Matichek, the junior quarterback, on the keeper, bouncing to the outside, trying to get to the corner, chased down by Deontay Pulley up the near sideline, up the Galesburg sideline, and run out of bounds right at the 40. So a big gain on first down for junior quarterback Sam Matichek, who you heard us say in the pregame, he went out with an injury early in the second half against the Streaks last week. Otherwise, it was a tight ball game up to that point. The Silver Streaks ended up winning it by 3 touchdowns. But he is a huge difference maker in his flexibility and the things he can do at quarterback.
Well, we obviously missed our responsibilities there. As you have an option that comes your way. There's 3 guys you have to account for in that situation there. The third option was the quarterback, and he kept it, and we did not have a guy there to account for him.
Josh Tim, Anthony Dockery Jackson line up at the H-backs. In fact, Hunter Hodge has been the starting H-back, but he's got a hand injury, so he's going to play defense, but he won't carry the ball tonight as a play goes up the middle to Jackson for a short gain. Their offensive line, you heard Jake talking about it a moment ago, J.C. Brenny, 5'11", 230. Cal Wardlow, 5'11", 255. Eric Lang, 5'11", 230. Anthony Glancy, 6'1", 276. He's the anchor on that line, along with Adam Vogel at 5'10", 177. So that's their offensive line. Something to be concerned about for sure. Dockery Jackson picks up 3 on first down. It's 2nd and 7. Matichek on the keeper again, rolling left. Good lead block. Slips across the 50 to the 40. It's a foot race, and he is extending the distance, taking it down the near sideline. I do not see a flag, and Alleman very quickly has gotten right back on the scoreboard barely a minute later.
Well, that was another option play that they had. This time the quarterback was number 2 in the sequence with the pitch man, and we still did not get him accounted for. Looks like we covered up the number 3 guy, which is the pitch guy, but we did not get the quarterback accounted for. We got player responsibilities on option.
57-yard touchdown run by Sam Matichek gives him 75 yards in just 2 carries, 75 of the 78 yards in 3 plays. Looks like the Silver Streaks jumped off sides as the extra point goes through. And it's offsides on the Silver Streaks, and that's a dead ball foul, so they'll have to kick again.
Yeah, and I'm looking to see if they're going to run their offense back out there sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go from the 2.5, now to the, just inside the 2. Sometimes you get this penalty, and coaches will bring their offense back on the field, but I don't think they're going to.
So they'll line up their place kicker, who again is Schmidt, who did the opening kickoff. Talk about the uprights here at Augustana, because that could be a factor in this game.
And
they go for the play fake on the holder, and then the pump fake by Luke Tronson as he tries to go to the outside, and the Streaks cut him off, and then the ball gets back to their kicker, Schmidt, who's now running to the far side, and he takes it all the way in for the 2-point conversion, but there's a flag down right at the end of the play. We're going to have an illegal block in the back by Alleman.
Yeah, that block looked good to me from back
here. Yeah.
But I think they're going to flag him for illegal. And I thought the biggest argument I thought was this guy was in the grasp over here before he lateraled the ball. So it's all kinds of things that they've got to try to work out here.
But the flag didn't come down on what could have been the in the grasp.
No. Right.
There's the signal against Alleman. I think that's going to be a block in the back, an illegal block in the back.
Yeah, and that looked clean, to be honest.
Penalties on the Pioneers.
I thought so, too, but...
I mean, it was,
I trust your guys' judgment far better than my own, so that's going to bring the ball all the way back to the 19-yard line.
It's the type of block you hate 36. To see, you know, where
right.
you get a guy's kind of blindsided by that, but it looked clean.
Yeah. So now your PAT turns into a 36-yard PAT.
NFL.
So the Silver Streaks penalty negates the original extra point. So they go ahead and try to fake it and run for two. Then an Alleman penalty negates a two-point conversion. And now a real effort.
Yeah, this is
a lot for 1 point.
Right.
And an untimed down.
That's true. So this is going to be, by the time they get the ball down, yep, you're right, Jake, it's going to come down at the 26. So a 36-yard extra point. Well, judging what we've seen from Schmidt, he's got the leg. But the uprights, a little closer together, right? Then in high school ball.
Got it.
He got it. Impressive. That ties the game at 7. It took only a minute off the clock. Alleman ties it up at 7. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
You can get a good look at a T-bone steak by sticking your head up a bull's butt, but wouldn't you rather take the butcher's word for it? In this analogy, I, Jamie Monk, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota, am the butcher. And you, my friend, are the person looking for a good T-bone steak. But we don't sell meat. We sell cars. And we have a lot full of the most beautiful vehicles you've ever seen. What I need you to trust me on is that their price is as low as anyone can go. In fact, they're the lowest prices in the north, south, east, and west. So you can drive all around confirming that fact, or you can just come get your keys at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
Find them on Facebook or GalesburgToyota.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Streaks 7, Alleman 7. They still have 7:20 to go in this first quarter. Both teams have scored on their opening drive. Silver Streaks put together a 10-play, 60-yard drive. Alleman answered very quickly, taking only a minute off the clock, 78 yards in just 3 plays. Now, on the opening kickoff, a line drive kick just above the turf. So not a squib kick, more traditional kick. This will be short. Running up underneath it, Carl at the 13-yard line. Running left up the far hash mark, slips some tackles. Bumped at the 35-yard line, carries a tackler with her and up close to the 40-yard line. But a flag down back at the 26-yard line. And this is a holding against the Silver Streaks. So a good run back by Carl will be negated. Sophomores lost tonight, 22-8. They're 3-3. Silver Streaks varsity 3-3, needing a win to stay in the playoff hunt. So from the spot of the foul at the 26, Silver Streaks will start this drive from the 16-yard line.
You know, and that's a big deal because it's hard. I've seen the numbers. It's hard for high school football teams to sustain drives for over 80 yards. I mean, if you can kick the ball out of bounds or like this one where a penalty brings us inside the 20, you know, it's hard to ask a high school football team to put together a drive that, you know, can span over 80 yards. I mean, the numbers are indicative of that. So, you know, hopefully the Streaks can put another one together, another good drive together, and kind of buck that trend a little bit.
Hawkins comes up under center. Haven't seen him in the gun on this wet night. Handoff goes to Ramirez, trying to feel his way across the outside. Bumped out of bounds just short of the first down marker. Well, not that far, apparently. They're only going to give him 7.
Yeah. Still a good first down play?
It is. I sound disappointed because I thought it was going to be 2nd and 1. 2nd and 3 is still not bad. And we're on the far side of the field. I really can't tell for sure where he stepped out of bounds. 2 wideouts to the near side for the Silver Streaks, McIntosh and Jenkins. Ramirez a single setback with a 2 tight end set. Handoff to Ramirez, and not much there as he tries to go right tackle. And he might have gotten a yard out of it. It'll be short of the 25-yard line, and 3rd and short coming up for the Silver Streaks, already facing 3rd down for the 3rd time tonight.
Well, we had a nice number situation there as we had the twins to our right. They did not adjust well to that. We certainly would have had an outside run on that play that would have been successful. You know, but we just didn't have that call in. We made it was an inside run. They stopped it. So, you know, maybe we've got an adjustment here or something we saw with their last alignment.
Yeah, they were in a 6-man front that time,
yeah.
Too.
Silver Streaks offensive line, Austin Wettstein, Dawson Johnson, Robert Castellano back in at center for the second straight week at the starting spot. Nate Geithner plays Purchase. Christopher Lopez out there. Here's a rollout on the right and a high pass and off the hands up the near side of Devin McIntosh. A little bit high, but catchable for McIntosh in first down territory at the 30, and the Streaks are going to have to send out the punt unit. So a quick possession.
Yeah, he had the distance he needed. The ball was catchable. It was a little high, but the ball is catchable. And, you know, it would have been a first down play there. But, you know, wet ball, and here we go. We got a punt.
Hayden to punt. Back to receive for the Pioneers. Same two on the kickoff returns. Logo and Scarpinato. 6:17, not even halfway through the first quarter, and the Streaks having to punt it away. Good snap. High kick.
Nice punt.
And good some punt. Good carry to it as roll. Well. And Alleman backs off, and it takes a big roll of 11, 12, 13, 14 yards all the way down to the 24-yard line where Alleman will take over in a tie ball game. Nice. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Rock Island tonight. We are traveling in style once again. As I don't even have to say that because Galesburg Nissan really takes care of us. We've got a 2016 Nissan Maxima SL, and want to really highlight the 2017 model year-end savings guarantee that goes on through the month of October. And you can check out this 2016 Nissan Maxima marked down under 30,000 now. And gosh, I didn't even check the odometer. I'm not sure what the mileage is on it, but comfortable. It's got the side detectors in terms of a little warning system letting you know if there's vehicles on your side. Lots of great amenities, and certainly not just the Nissan Maxima, but all the 2016 model or the 2017 models. A 2017 model year-end savings guarantee going on at Galesburg Nissan right now through the end of the month. Our thanks to Nissan for providing our transportation on the road tonight and throughout the football and boys and girls basketball seasons. Gain of 6 on first down for Alleman brings up 2nd and 4. A little more traditional up the middle play. This drive started from the Alleman 24-yard line. Some room to run on the outside. This is Logo bouncing to the outside, trying to slip past Mass Carr. He outruns him on the far side, up the far side of the field, going to take it all the way. And Alleman, a 3-play scoring drive on the opening possession, now a 2-play scoring drive as Logo runs it 70 yards. And Alleman takes the lead just past the midpoint of quarter number one.
Yeah, we got an unfortunate there. We got caught in a blitz. Sometimes when you blitz backers and you blitz them through the wrong gap, some things like that happen. The backer, when he blitzed, he went for the quarterback. The quarterback made the right read, handed the ball off, and this kid was off to the races. So, yeah, it's option football, and this quarterback right now is making all the right reads.
So, traditional extra point attempt. He's got the distance, gets inside the uprights. 14-7 Alleman, 5:21 to go here in this opening quarter. A 2-play scoring drive, 76 yards. I want to remind you that Cardinals, of course, are done, but we still have Illini football for you. We've got Bears football in our radio group. They'll play Monday night, taking on the Vikings. Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series Bank of America 500 coming up tomorrow. 5 o'clock on FM 95, Illini football at Iowa. Of course, that's a huge game. Don't have to say that. But that's a big one coming up tomorrow from Hawkeye Stadium. Better believe the Hawkeyes are licking their chops and ready for that one after a disappointing loss to Michigan State. Nearly pulled off the big upset over Penn State the previous week. The loss last week had to be disappointing for the Hawkeyes, and they'll be ready for the Illini tomorrow. 14-7 here, Alleman on top. Don't know that I expected guys coming in here to have such big scoring plays so quickly.
Right. Yeah, this is totally unexpected. It'd be 14-7. We're halfway through the first quarter on a night like tonight with these two teams. That's it's not the way we thought about it when we were talking about it on the way up here, and I don't think either of these coaches would have thought this as well. Let's see how the game settles down and who makes the better adjustments.
Yeah, we need to sustain drives here. We need to start right now with this return.
Schmidt with a line drive kick, which bounces 3 yards deep into the end zone. Streaks will have it at the 20. At the 20-yard line, first and 10. All right, so 5:21 to go in the opening quarter. Third possession of the game for the Silver Streaks. Ditz has a nice job on the opening drive, moving at 60 yards in 10 plays. But even that was a pretty quick, efficient drive. Silver Streaks took only 3 minutes and 40 seconds to move at 60 yards. I know they want to take more time off the clock than that, but here's an opportunity to do it. As Alleman shifts with the Streaks shift, Hawkins comes up under center. Ramirez, with a handoff to the left side. And it gets stacked up and pushed back as he advances the ball to about the 23 for a short gain on first down.
Yeah, they found something they like on the left side. Most of the running plays Kobe's had has been on our left, our offensive left side, you know, running behind guys like, you know, I think that's Wettstein over there on the left side and, you know, Dawson Johnson over there on the left side. So, you know, they like what they see. They're, again, trying to find numbers and, you know, that was a 3-yard gain. Let's hopefully continue the positive trend.
Yeah, that's how we lined up an overload and we shifted back to regular formation. Alleman adjusted well.
Rain continues to fall here at Augustana. Play fake. Hawkins flushed out of the pocket, rolling left. Now he's going to tuck it in and run. Up the far side, steps out of bounds. A few yards short of the first down. The official wants to spot him out. Now right at the 25. It must be the glare from the lights on that far side of the field.
Well, the field color changes once you get outside the player box. The player box is white from the 25 to 25 inside. And then once you get outside of that, it turns purple. So as we look across the field where we're going out of bounds, it's hard to tell exactly where we're going out of bounds because we can't see with the purple turf.
Darn Augustana Vikings anyway.
Well, our listeners are probably saying, well, why can't you tell purple turf? Well, it's on the other side of the field with the rain on it and the lights reflecting. It just can't
Guys,
tell exactly where it is.
It's navy. It's not purple, just so you know.
You would say that, Jake.
Third and five, Silver Streaks. 1 for 3 on third downs already. Ramirez to the outside, slips some tackles, and then he's 2 yards short of the first down, and a big hit stacks him up and pushes him backwards. Credit Josh Tim out of the secondary for coming up, because it looked like Kobe had a little bit of room to run to get the first down, and out of nowhere came Tim and stood him straight up on the hit. And Kobe ends up only picking up 2, and the Streaks back in punt formation after failing to pick up a first down.
And, Jake, I'll call the Almond Pioneers green. You probably call them emerald.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
It says the guy who's colorblind.
Again, we tease Jake because he is an Augustana Viking. Another good punt by Hayden.
Ooh.
And Scarpinato backs off it. Kind of a last-second decision. And the Streaks down it at the 28-yard line.
Yeah, the bounce almost got this, you know, his back foot. That would have been nice.
Yeah, well, in fact, you guys were saying on the way up here, you're going to have to make some of those turnovers happen. Now, that would have been a gift, but you guys both thought forcing an Alleman turnover or two would be crucial tonight.
Yeah, that's going to matter. I mean, it'll matter in any ball game. I mean, that's obvious, but, you know, in a game where, well, normally they're going to keep the football from you with offensive methodic drives, even though we haven't seen it that way tonight. You know, they're a team that doesn't shoot itself in the foot, so we have to make our adjustments.
2 scoring drives on their first 2 possessions, totaling just 5 plays. And a conservative play up the middle to the 30, maybe the 31-yard line.
We can call it an inside veer play, but I think that was a give all the way. I don't know if he's reading much there.
I don't know.
Logo will pick up just about 4 on first down. He's the one who broke off the 70-yard run on their last play from scrimmage. 2nd and 6 from the Alleman 32-yard line. Pioneers 4-2 on the season, 2-1 in the Western Big Six. Their first conference loss just last week when they lost to Quincy. Under center on the option toss, thrown behind Alleman. There's a free ball. It's knocked loose, and the Silver Streaks have recovered at the 30-yard line. The toss was a little bit high to Dockery Jackson, and he just didn't catch it. It was up around his shoulder pads, and it bounced off of him. The ball landed free, and the Silver Streaks hopped on top of it and have great field position.
Go ahead, Jake.
No, I'm just that's exactly what we were saying at the beginning. You know, it's hard to run option football in this, especially when you go to the third phase. And the quarterback was forced to pitch it a little sooner than he wanted to thanks to good defensive pressure. And so the ball was up, and then a great tackle right as the ball got there too. So The streaks made it happen. This is what they needed. Let's see if they can capitalize.
Yeah, it was Deontay Pulley on the hit to jar that loose. And
yes.
I did not see who got the recovery.
Up the middle to Ramirez. Sidesteps a tackle at the line of scrimmage. Pushing Still the line going. Forward. Alleman trying to rip the ball out, and he carries it across the 25, close to the 23-yard line. A strong run by Ramirez. And we were saying in the pregame, he's not your typical kind of strong run over people running back, but he showed some strength there, picking up the extra yardage on a gang tackle. He's got 80 yards on the ground and 13 carries already, and it's second and three.
You know, our downhill guy that's going to be carrying the weight is going to be Castile, but, you know, Kobe's not that guy, but he needs to be. He's shown all season he's a guy to give the ball to in those situations.
Streaks shift Elias Giles from left tackle to right tackle. They go to Ramirez on the outside, and Alleman broke free. Kobe still doesn't go down, but they pushed him all the way back to the original line of scrimmage when the officials finally blew the play dead. It'll be little to no gain, and it brings up third and three.
Yeah, trying the same, you know, strategy of shifting right in terms of strength and then running back away from that strength where it was successful on the first drive. Alleman has absolutely made their adjustments, and that just didn't work that time. So going to have to regain and rethink the strategy on that.
Well, we had nice blocking on the edge, but we did not account for the linebacker. He's the one that shot through and made the play. A good read on his part.
Ball spotted on the far hash mark, third and three for the Silver Streaks, trailing 14-7, 90 seconds to go first quarter. Toss play to Ramirez, trying to feel his way, but again, Alleman into the offensive backfield. And Kobe, I don't think, even got back to the original line of scrimmage. So a good gainer on first down, and then they lose yardage combined on the next two plays, and it brings up fourth and four. And the Streaks have decision time in Alleman territory at the 24.
Yeah, it's not really a decision, I don't think. You're talking about it's a 40-yarder from here. So, they're going to go for it on fourth down here and try to get 4.5 yards that they need.
Try to get them to jump, maybe?
Yeah, that's something they can look at, hard count. And but I think you're going to see Clark have to put this thing in the air. And so let's see if they move the pocket. I think they'll have some success doing that and try to find Jacob Carl somewhere.
Yep, if you're going to go through the air, he's got to be the target. But yet Alleman knows that too. Carl, with three touchdowns for the Silver Streaks last week, lines up tight end right. Alleman takes a look at the offensive formation and calls timeout, which is 33 seconds to go in the first quarter. So we'll keep it right here. Halftime, Geneseo, whom the Silver Streaks will have on their schedule next year. And Geneseo just a 7-0 lead over LP. I think they've gotten continuous clocked twice, haven't they? 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah.
Which is, that's one of those things I kind of feel like I'd never see in my lifetime. And that's... They're still good, but they're not the strength. The real strength there is Sterling, which
and Rochelle's not bad either.
Yep,
no.
And Rochelle's also on the streak schedule next year.
Well, and if you think about Sterling, you also mentioned earlier when you were going through the pregame that kind of the area scores. You know, Sterling Newman is also undefeated. I mean, what's going on in Sterling right now that you have two of the best teams in their division? Sterling High School might be one of the best teams in the state in any class.
Yep.
Sterling's got it going on, and then that area up there just with Rochelle and everything else. And Rochelle's pretty good too. So, yeah, that's a team the Streaks will see coming up as well as Geneseo.
Talking to Todd DePorter this week, the Alleman head coach, he said he was lamenting the fact that they've got Sterling on their schedule for one more year. He said they just soon get rid of them. They crushed Alleman back in week three. And Sterling, I think, plays DeKalb in the last game of the regular season. How's that for a matchup?
That'd be a good one.
Fourth and four for the Silver Streaks. They've converted on fourth down once in this game already. That was for a touchdown. Fourth and four from the Alleman. 24. Rolling out. Hawkins into the flat. Finds Castile for the first down. Inside the 15-yard line where he's tripped up down to the 13-yard line. On the rollout, found Castile in the flat, and the Streaks move the chains on fourth down for the second time tonight with 25 seconds to go at the end of the first quarter.
That's a great play fake there by Clark. Everybody bit on the run, and then he had a nice open fullback, and he put the ball where Cody could get it and continue to run with it because he needed every little bit. He didn't make that first down by very much.
But we'll take it.
Pick up 11. Second completion of the night to Cody Castile for 21 yards and a new set of downs for the Silver Streaks. Ramirez trying to slip a tackle in the backfield and can't do it. Heck of a job by Josh Tim in the backfield to latch on to Kobe, and it looked like he was about to break free, And then Tim just hung on and dragged him down for a loss of one. And that's how the first quarter ends, with the Silver Streaks still on the move inside the Alleman 15, trailing 14-7 after one quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on WGIL and WGIL.com.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth. Live coverage of GHS Silver Streaks football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
One quarter gone here at Augustana's Charles Lindbergh Stadium. Erickson Field. I've been with Sean Hickey with you. And the Viking, Jake Miller. Happy to be back in home territory. Not happy with the score right now. Silver Streaks trailing 14-7, but facing second and 11 at the Alleman 14 as we get ready to start the second quarter.
I tell you, I'm less happy with the weather than I am the score right now, because it is a drenching downpour at this point in time. So it'd be great if you're a player. Not so much if you're standing out here in shorts with a microphone in your hand.
And here we are still wearing shorts on October 7th.
That's purple in front of you, Jake.
I know.
October 6th. Second and 11. Ramirez to the right side. Gets stopped initially. Finds a little bit of a hole. Ducks underneath it and stops short of the 10-yard line, where he stood up and held up. He'll pick up a couple. It'll bring up third and 9. So yet another third down and long for the Silver Streaks. Already 1-for-4, but they do have 2 fourth down conversions, as they are in 2 down territory here at the Alleman 13.
Well, that play looks like Kobe lost his helmet, so he's got to come out for a play.
Deontay Pulley runs in. Carson Johnson heads out onto the field with the play from the sideline as Quincy Bierce heads out. Third and 9, Silver Streaks. Just inside the Alleman 13-yard line. Just underway in the second quarter. The rain started before the game began, and it has not stopped. On third and 9, single setback, play fake. Hawkins rolling right. Man open but underthrown in the end zone, as the Silver Streaks were aiming for Castile again. And it'll be fourth down.
Yeah, and I don't see any indication at all that they're going to bring James Hayden out. So this is a total fourth down offensive. Streaks offense is going to stay on the field. Kobe Ramirez comes back onto the field. Here comes Cody Castile. You know, is this going to be play action? Are we just going to drop back? This has got to be a ball in the air. So Alleman knows that too.
And the Streaks can get a first down at about the 3, so they don't have to score.
Right.
But they need 9. They need a good 9.5 to be certain. With 10:59 to go, second quarter, trailing 14-7. Trying to make something happen after the Alleman fumble. Trying to take advantage of it. Out of the shotgun. Hand off to Ramirez back on a halfback option. Down the field it goes. And in the end zone, right into the hands of Nolan Jenkins. And as the ball came into his hands, he got dragged down from behind, and it falls incomplete, and the Streaks give it up on downs.
I thought the corner's hands were in there a little bit early onto his arms, but no call.
So second time the Silver Streaks have gone with a halfback pass this season. Kobe threw an interception earlier in the season. As you said, Jake, Sean, it was underthrown, and Alleman takes over on downs. So the Streaks failed to convert on fourth down for the first time tonight.
Nolan adjusted well to the pass.
Yep.
I just think their corner did a nice job of, when you defend that, you grab the wrist of the player.
So at 10:50 to go, second quarter, Alleman takes over on offense, leading by a touchdown, and the play goes right up to the 25-yard line. And Matichek, with a big gain on first down, picks up 12, and just like that, moves the chains again.
Yeah, it looks to me like on that play there, he had the pitch back if he wanted. But, it, you know, maybe after the last play where the pitch was fumbled, I mean, he just, as soon as he got out of the ride read phase, he was just going downhill. And I think that's what we're going to see from him probably for the rest of the night. And that's a pretty good option if you're Alleman.
Well, Carson Johnson was on an island. You know, he's trying to guard two guys there, and it's, if you choose one over the other, you get burned.
Matichek on the keeper runs to the left. He still doesn't go down until the very end when the ball pops free, but the officials have already blown the whistle.
Look at that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And he got almost a yard out of it. Didn't look like he, from up here, didn't look like he got back to the line of scrimmage. But they gave him a yard, second and nine. And that's the shortest run that the Silver Streaks have held Matichek to tonight. He's got four carries for 89 yards, including a 57-yard touchdown run. Second and nine as Matichek brings the team to the line. As we will roll under 10 minutes as this play gets snapped away, handoff to the left. Good read by the Silver Streaks defense. A stop by Jacob Carl.
Yeah, it was a good read by the defense. It was a terrible read by the quarterback there. And that's option football. You cannot make the right read every single time, and I'm one that knows that personally. So, you know, he's made a lot more right reads than he's made wrong. So, yeah, you got him in third and long. There's not a lot of option plays for third and long, so hopefully you forced them into doing something they don't want to do, which is throw the ball, and that's to the Streaks' advantage.
Todd DePorter saying he thinks that's Sam Matichek's biggest area of improvement since last season is his ability to throw the ball when needed.
There it is.
Short drop, looking long. Looks like he might have got hit at the line of scrimmage, but he gets the pass complete to the far side up to the 45-yard line into the hands of Tristan Lindbeck, the tight end on the far side of the field, and they move the chains after a gain of 17.
Yeah, I just don't get that. You know, the Streaks knew they were in a passing situation right there, and still to have a guy that wide open. I'm not sure who dropped the assignment there, but this is what you got to do. You force Alleman into everything you want, and then to just to blow a coverage, which is, I think, what happened there.
Yeah, the cover two read is, you know, as a corner, you have number one, and the safety is going to have number two, and that was the tight end that went out there. That's got to be our safety.
And up the middle, and another first down for Alleman across Galesburg's across the 50 into Galesburg territory to the 44-yard line, a run by Josh Tim, his first carry of the game, and he picks up 11. Just like that, they move the chains again. So the Streaks got the turnover that they were hoping to get but couldn't score on the ensuing possession. And now Alleman, they get Alleman into third and deep. They give up the first down. And the drive continues now into Galesburg territory at the 44-yard line. New set of downs up the middle, feeling his way. A little bit too from left to right across the middle of the play. Not a whole lot there. I believe that was Logo on the carry. He'll pick up a short
quarterback,
game.
Quarterback kept it. He followed. The quarterback followed. So what you do is you fake the fullback. Instead of bouncing outside for the option, you follow behind the fullback and use the fullback as the lead blocker on that play. Gain of two.
Just outside the 41-yard line. As we approach the 8-minute mark of quarter number two, Alleman leading 14-7. Pioneers homecoming as the trailer try to become playoff eligible, looking for their fifth win. Hand off to the left side. Good hole for Dockery Jackson to run through as he stopped just short of the first down marker. He advances the ball close to the 35-yard line. And it'll be third and short upcoming.
That was a cross play. They had their backs in an I formation, maybe offset, but one, the fullback goes to the right, and then the tailback goes to the left, a little split action. We got to be able to be reading that with our cross reads by our inside linebackers.
Just outside the 35-yard line, inside the near hash mark. Third and three for the Pioneers. They just converted on third and nine a moment ago. This is the second time tonight they face third down. Matichek quickly brings the line set. Handoff to the left side. Logo taken down at the ankles. Dives forward going for the first down marker. And he got it. Not even going to measure. We're going to spot the ball about halfway between the 33 and the 32-yard line. So give Logo four.
And here you're seeing a more stereotypical Rock Island Alleman drive.
Yep.
Coach Wash was talking, you just don't get the ball back, you know, and right now they've had the ball for most of this quarter at this point, and, you know, they're taking their time. It's not just the plays, they're taking their time in the huddle.
As this play gets snapped, they've already taken 4 minutes on the clock. The option play to the outside, slipping up the far side is Tim. as he tries to barrel over a Silver Streaks defender on the far side of the field. He'll be a couple of yards short of the first down at about the 25-yard line.
There they got to the pitch phase, and the pitch phase worked out for him. Quarterback's pitching off our corner there. Our corner attacked the quarterback and pitched the football, and it worked exactly the way it's drawn up. Second and short.
Well, if we're having to cover the quarterback with
a corner,
we're in trouble there because we have no one left to account for the third phase of the option, which would be the tailback.
That's exactly what we always wanted. You know, you get a quarterback on a cornerback, and you win.
Tim picks up 8. Back to pass. Matichek keeps it on the option, breaks free into the outside. The 20 tries a cutback. Max Carr makes the initial hit, but down to the 13-yard line goes Matichek for another first down.
Yeah, had a great blitz called. Had the blitz called perfectly into the fullback's the gap that the fullback dove into. Matichek read the blitz, and he pulled the football. And, this kid knows what he's doing right now.
Yeah, we just missed.
Just missed.
The mesh on that blitz.
Yep.
He's over 100 yards rushing now. 6 carries, 103 yards, including a 57-yard touchdown for the quarterback, Sam Matichek. 6.5 minutes to go, first half. 14-7, Alleman on top, looking for more. With the tail of the football sitting at the near hash mark of the 13-yard line. Brings the team set. Hand off left. And trying to get underneath, but not able to do it, Logo. And then push backwards. They're still going to give him forward progress of close to 2. And he'll be close to the 10-yard line for 2nd and 8.
Yeah, nice tackle by Castile.
Right,
go ahead,
he met Cody. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Sorry, Sean. He met Cody Castile, and Cody Castile didn't give up an inch. Great tackle, kept his feet going, drove through the ball. That was picture perfect right there.
But Alleman still marching downfield here at the Galesburg 10-yard line, looking to build on a 7-point lead with 5:40 to go before halftime. They've taken off 5 minutes off the clock on this drive. Matichek on the keeper, bounces it to the outside on the option, and pushed out of bounds at about the 5-yard line is Tim. He'll be a yard, maybe a yard and a half. Well, how close? Where are they going to spot him out? I didn't think he was.
Five.
Okay, all right. I was looking at the official on the far side of the field. He was inching himself all the way up to the first down marker. He's really going to be about 3 yards short here. So Tim picks up 5. Again, 2 down territory, though. And they can get a first down inside the 3-yard line. Certainly thinking more. Nose of the football sitting at the 5 of the near hash mark. 3rd and 3, Pioneers, 5:35 and counting here. Hand off to the right side, and Alleman just barrels its way forward.
Call him short.
Short. That's a first down, though. It's on the 6-inch line.
Yeah, I was going to say just outside the goal line as Tim really carried it right in, but the official said the knee was down just outside the goal line. And it's another 3rd down conversion for the Pioneers on this drive, 3 for 3. Including a 3rd and 9 way back in the early portions of this drive that they converted for a gain of 18. And now here they are, ready to pound down the door inside the 1. Matichek right up the middle on the quarterback sneak. And Alleman takes a 20-7 lead with 5:14 to go in the first half. Well, this drive is exactly, and you guys alluded to it already a couple of times, this is exactly what we expect to see from Alleman, not only this year but most years. Started back at the 13-yard line. They didn't have a single play for negative yardage in that drive. And they took 5 minutes, 36 seconds off the clock. And now have a 2-touchdown lead. Extra point for Schmidt. The kick is up. The kick is good. It's 21-7 Pioneers with over 5 minutes left to play in the 2nd quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Save big this autumn season during Menards Fall Catalog Sale. Stop by Menards and save on Rodent Stopper Liquid Repellent. It's an all-natural repellent in a ready-to-use bottle that effectively repels mice, rats, and other rodents. It works in all indoor and outdoor surfaces with each application, lasting up to 30 days. Right now, pick up a 32-ounce bottle of Rodent Stopper Liquid Repellent for only $8.97. Get these and other great deals through October 8th during Menards Fall Catalog Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief. Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Hawkins.
Rock Island Alaman 21, Galesburg 7, 5:14 to go first half. Pioneers score on an 87-yard scoring drive that takes 14 plays, 5 minutes 36 seconds off the clock. And keep in mind, this follows the previous possession when Alaman fumbled and Galesburg took it down to the Pioneer 13-yard line and were unable to cash in and take advantage of the turnover. So instead of potentially being a tie game, Alaman marches it right back down the field after keeping Galesburg out of the end zone and now leads by 2 possessions. Potentially a turning point of the game depending on how things go from this point forward. The kickoff goes out of bounds on the far side of the field at the 2, and the Streaks will have it at the 35.
Yeah, I wasn't sure the white hat down here was going to throw that, but the sideline guy threw the flag. So that's a good break for the Streaks there to get the ball on the 35.
But I would point out, after the Silver Streaks scored on their opening drive, a 10-play, 60-yard drive, even after the turnover, they have only one first down, and that was a fourth down first down.
Right. Alaman's made their adjustments defensively, and the Streaks have made their adjustments too. You know, they didn't give up the big plays on that drive, at least not the 60, 70-yard varieties. They gave up big plays in another fashion on a third and long. But, this is a big response time here for the Streaks offense.
Down 21-7.
Good cut.
Up the middle. Through the middle, and a gain of 4 on first down by Kobe Ramirez. He'll take it up to the 39-yard line, and he's at 84 yards rushing on the night. Already 18 carries for Kobe Ramirez. Coming off a night when he had 250 yards and 3 touchdowns last week in the win over UT. And of course, we were encouraged as much as anything because of the injury he suffered the previous week against Moline that looked at the time like it could be pretty serious. And to see him back on the field last week and as effective as he was a great encouragement. And here he gets it again. Little cutback up the middle. Finds a little bit of a hole. Gets just across the 40 to the 41-yard line for a short gain. It'll bring up 3rd and 4.
We need to get these conversions here. Keep this drive going. You know, if we get to 4th and 1, 4th and 2, we're going to have to make a decision with, just over 4 minutes to go and a half. Do we want to go for it and not get it and give them the ball there? I would say just assume let's get a first down here. We got to get something going. We got to sustain this drive here.
You don't get it here. You got to punt it away. I mean, you have to, but hopefully we get it here and we don't have to worry about it.
That's right.
Big 3rd and 4 for the Silver Streaks is 1 for 5 on 3rd down conversions tonight. Hawkins in the shotgun as the rain comes down even harder. Rolling right and throws it too far out in front of Carson Johnson and throws it incomplete behind Jacob Carl deeper downfield. Both were in first down territory. Carl was in Alaman territory, and the incompletion brings up 4th down.
Yeah, I don't know. The incomplete pass stops the clock. But yeah, you got to punt it away here.
Yeah, 3:48 to go before halftime.
Yeah.
So the Streaks 1 for 6 on 3rd downs tonight. They do have a couple of 4th down conversions. The rain comes down. Hayden's kick high. Knifes through that precipitation. Backing up the Alaman receiver to the 21-yard line where a fair catch is made by Scarpinato. And Alaman with 2 of its 3 timeouts remaining, 3:40 to go before halftime. They have plenty of time to be able to take this one. Potentially 79 yards downfield already, leading by 2 touchdowns. That's their strategy. That's certainly what they're thinking. And the Silver Streaks haven't shown really much ability at all to stop Alaman's offense to this point. Coming up at halftime, Sean Hickey, what's good at Galesburg High School this week?
We have a one-on-one as our spotlight's going to be on Candy Webb, and she is the leader or the sponsor of the Streaks Dads and Streaks Mom program, and she'll be talking about that. And then, as we always have as a staple, we'll talk to Principal Jeff Houston about what's good at GHS, and we just went off sides there. 1st and 5.
Second penalty of the night against the Silver Streaks. They had one actually on an extra point opportunity after Alaman's 1st score. So move it up 5 yards on the offsides, first and five from the Alleman 26-yard line. And that's the last thing you want to see. As well as they've been able to move the ball, to just give them 5 free yards without taking any time off the clock. 3:40 to go before halftime, 21-7 Pioneers. Handoff goes left. And they can play it a little conservatively on first down, on first and five. And they pick up just a yard, maybe, to bring up second and four on the handoff left to Dockery Jackson. Second and four. Sophomores lost tonight, 22-8. Varsity trailing 21-7 here on a rainy, rainy night. It was raining just before the game started, and it hasn't stopped since. Out of the wishbone formation.
Played that very well.
Yep. Up the middle. And not much there on second down either. And it'll bring up third still. Again, after starting first and five, it'll bring up third and short as Scarpinato gains a yard.
Devin McIntosh played that well. He had two lead blockers coming his way. It's a play that I'd call a blast, where the whole backfield was coming his direction. And what he did was he took on the outside shoulder of the widest guy to make sure he turned the running back inside and right to his help, which is going to be inside linebacker, which I believe in that case was Green.
I'm surprised at how conservative Allman's been playing this whole, like, there's been no hurry up. There's, you know, two pretty conservative plays, play calls on offense. You know, 3 minutes is plenty of time. Here comes a counter.
Yep. And that'll be enough for the first down.
Now let's see if they hurry up a little.
From left to right, coming from the left side, Tim came around. And he got the first down up to about the 34, we'll call it. So he picks it. They needed three, and he got six, and it's a new set of downs.
You know, I get the thinking you got a two-score lead, plus you get the ball back at the end of the half. So, you know, maybe if they get a play here onto the street side of the field, they'll be a little more aggressive, but still no hurry.
Under 2 minutes to go on the option toss back. Matichek gets rid of it. And into the hands of Josh Tim, who runs out of bounds up the near sideline for the Silver Streaks, out at the 41-yard line. And that'll stop the clock. He'll pick up seven on first down.
One of the things you want to coach when you're playing the option is anytime that the quarterback pitches the ball and you have a guy there, you hit him anyway. And we, in the backfield there, we had two guys on Matichek that hit him when the ball was released. You know, if you get too many hits like that, it wears on your body. You start to shorten up your pitches a little bit. You get, you know, It just helps out. So we need to continue to hit Matichek when he's pitching the ball and when he's running.
Those are the football at the near hash mark of the 41 to the left side and stacked up and pushed backwards. Logo gains very little on second down, maybe a yard. It'll be third and short, and he's slow to get up, and that'll stop the clock with a minute 41 to go before halftime.
You know, when you hit the quarterback on those plays, it leads to a decision like that where, you know, I think he had it. He pulled that on the outside beer. He had something to work with. But, you know, the play before, he got hit. And, he, you know, maybe in his mind he wanted to get it there. And you know, it was worked out in our favor. Another terrific spot.
Logo's up quickly and walking off the field slowly, but walking off the field unaided. Not walking very straight, so he might have taken a shot that knocked him a little bit woozy. And a minute 41 to go before halftime. Leading by two touchdowns, Alleman might be able to just go ahead and let him sit the rest of the half and make a decision at halftime in terms of his condition about whether he can or whether they need him to come out in the second half. And a lot will depend here on this Alleman possession. Third and two from the Pioneer 42-yard line. They're 4 for 4 on third down in this second quarter. And the clock rolls. With under a minute 30 to go, and Alleman still with two timeouts. Under center, Matichek. Fake handoff left on the keeper. Finds a hole across the 45 to the 46-yard line, and that's plenty for the first down. 5 for 5 on third downs now in this quarter.
Okay, here's where the streaks really need to be paying attention to. Reading your keys. It's a good time for a play-action pass here to try to give one shot, see if you can hit for a big play. That might be something they're looking at doing now that they are in, you know, close to streaks territory here.
End of the third quarter, no surprise here. Anawan Weathersfield with a 49-6 lead over Ridgewood. First down, Alleman from the 46. Handoff right. Streaks defend it well. Short gain on first down. Not a whole lot there for Tim. It'll be second and 8. This drive started back at the Alleman 21-yard line. They've taken it up to the 48. This is the 9th play of the drive. And 40 seconds and counting, and still not showing any interest in taking any timeouts up to this point. Fake handoff left. Matichek with the option backwards, and the streaks swarm into the backfield and swarm around Josh Tim for a loss back behind the line of scrimmage, and that'll bring up third and long. And at this point, Alleman may just be content to just let the clock run out.
Yeah, they'll run it out. I didn't know if the streaks maybe would want to use one here, but, you know, I think at this point, go in, make your adjustments, get out of the rain. Try to come up with a plan to stop Matichek on offense in the second half.
So they lose 4 on the play.
That's the first negative play they've had.
I was just looking over my score sheet. Yeah, they had one earlier of 0, and they've had a few 1-yard plays. But, yeah, right, Jake, that's the first one that they've had that was negative yardage. So at halftime on Alleman's homecoming here at Augustana, the Pioneers leading the Silver Streaks 21-7, and the Pioneers will have the ball to begin the second half. Again, Candy Webb is Sean Hickey's halftime guest when we come back. And when we get back up here to Augustana, we'll take a look at the first half statistics with the Streaks trailing the Pioneers 21-7. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
When was the last time you had your furnace checked over by a professional? Schedule a fall furnace checkup for $55, including carbon monoxide testing. Good for LP gas and natural gas-fired furnaces. McConnell Heating and Cooling. Wood Hall and now in Galesburg. Call 342-5820. Some exclusions apply.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Azer Clinic, reminding you that if you get to choose your pharmacy, you can also choose where you get your physical therapy. Choose Azer Clinic, 35 years strong. Showers and thunderstorms likely for the rest of tonight, a low of 65. Showers likely with a slight chance of thunderstorms for tomorrow, with winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour with a high of 72 degrees. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 67 at WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks football continues with the GHS Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome to the Halftime Show. This is Sean Hickey, and this week's segment of What's Good at GHS. As always, we have Principal Jeff Houston, but this week's spotlight is on a Streaks Dad, Streaks Moms program. With us today, we have Candy Webb. Candy, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
So if you could, tell us what exactly is a Streaks Dad, Streaks Moms program, and what are its goals?
The Streaks Dads and Streaks Moms program is a mentoring program at GHS currently in GHS North. Our goals are to boost the enthusiasm and be enthusiastic for our students, push them to greater goals themselves and make sure that they are at classes on time and that they have everything that they need.
Sounds good. Now, what type of services do you provide? What time of day are you here? Are people in and out? You know, what exactly are the services provided?
We have 24 mentors right now. We're here all day and for the games and some of the dances. You can find a street dad or a mom pretty much anywhere in the school all the time.
And how can we identify them?
They have on black shirts that say Streak Dad or Streak Mom on the backs, and they have hats on usually at a football game.
You know, and that's for anybody in the community to know, too, as well, that if they're at a community event, say it's a football game or a basketball game, and they see somebody who's wearing a Streak Dad or Streak Mom shirt, they can also identify as well, you know, what exactly the program is doing. And, you know, that kind of goes into what this whole segment is about. You know, we want to
the community, the public to know the good things that are happening here at GHS and those who are involved with it. So how long has this program been in effect at GHS?
The 2013-14 school year was the beginning of the program.
All right. And what positive gains have you seen since it started in those years?
Okay. Well, we've seen an increased number of volunteers, and our volunteers are community members. They're not student. They're not teachers or administrators or anyone involved with the school district until this year. And we've got some moms on board this year, and one of them is Tiana Cervantes, the president of the school board. So we do have some gains there. But our goals are sort of surrounded by the number of smiles that we see, for instance, or the number of students we can push onward to college or into the career they want to go into or be involved with. Maybe they want to start their own business and they don't even know where to go to get that help that to further their ideas. Our dads and moms are there for that, as well as, you know, that kid who didn't have a smile on his face this morning. Maybe we're changing that direction throughout the day and pushing them forward just to have a good day. We see our gains come from those students who continue to have a smile on their face, continue to push forward in their goals, and we see those gains every day.
All right. Thank you very much. Again, that was Candy Webb from the Streaks Dads and Streaks Moms program. And now what we're going to do is transition over to Principal Jeff Houston. Mr. Houston, what are some of the exciting new events you'd like to share with us from the past week?
Well, first of all, I just want to talk a little bit more about the Streaks program. I want everybody to understand that's a volunteer program. These people are doing this in not a paid stipend position, so it's out of the kindness of their hearts that they do that. And that's kind of what they're trying to do is reach the hearts of other kids. So it's really a great community school-to-community partnership that we've developed here, and it's just another tiered support that we can give our kids. So that is one good thing that's going on in Galesburg for sure. The other things that are going on in Galesburg is that we had Madeline Sanders had a hole-in-one at the Oakwood Country Club on hole 14 with an 8-iron last couple of weeks ago, and their team finished second in the regionals, and then second at the regionals, and now have qualified to go to sectionals. Finishers were Osborne, Chalkley, Sanders, and then the boys' team also placed and was able to third and was able to advance to the sectionals contestants of Enthoff, Watson, and Hawkins are some of the representatives that's got the golf team headed to regionals.
This week, do we have anything? You know, last week we were cut short, so those are some of the highlights that we had to cut out last week. Do we have anything new that's happening this week that we wanted to highlight?
Well, Republican Dan Swanson was invited into the school by a young man in our school, and Mr. Swanson replied and made a visit last week and talked to the U.S. government classes and spent some time in the little theater down there. So that was real exciting to have, Republican Dan Swanson in the building. And, you know, like I said, the week before we talked to Sherry Bustos, and, you know, it's just nice to have some of our leaders, community leaders in our building talking to our kids about their experiences. Some of the other good things that are going on is we're starting some of our practical work in some of the career tech ed classes. You know, we do a lot of service learning with our programming, and early childhood education now is out at Bright Futures with our kids, and they're supplying some extra hands-on activities for kids over at Bright Futures a couple times a week. Our building trades class has started foundation work on house number 53 for the Habitat for Humanity program, and they've been very instrumental in the last few years of helping them put their houses up. I think we've worked on the last maybe, I think, 8 houses possibly, and we're also responsible for building each shed that goes on the property of those houses. So a lot of service learning for our kids here at Galesburg High School. We believe in service learning. It's a way to give back to the community. It's a way to enrich our community, and it's just a process that the kids can actually get out and see how giving is better than receiving.
Now, next week is a big week for GHS, as we don't have school Monday, but we are actually ending our term and we head into finals. So what does the week look like in regard to the final schedule and what parents should know in getting their child ready for finals?
Well, just ask, just be an active participant in those kids' lives. You know, make sure they're bringing their homework home and they're rallying. You know, I hate to say that, but in today's world, that seems to be what we all have.
The top stories of the day. AM WGIL, Galesburg's local news. Knox County Right to Life leaders Dick and Pat Conklin say the pro-life movement is turning away Governor Bruce Rauner after he signed HB 40, expanding taxpayer-funded abortions in Illinois. Pat says that Rauner previously indicated he would veto the bill, branded himself as not having a social agenda. She claims estimates as high as 12,000 more abortions will be performed at a taxpayer cost of $1.8 million. Dick says that Rauner has shot himself in the foot, doesn't believe he has a chance at re-election as a result of this bill. A prosecutor's report has found that officers from the U.S. Capitol Police in Alexandria, Virginia, police fired more than 40 rounds to subdue and eventually kill the man who shot and wounded Congressman Steve Scalise and others on a Northern Virginia ball field. The report released today from Alexandria's chief prosecutor concludes officers were justified in using lethal force to confront 66-year-old James Hodgkinson, who opened fire back in June during a practice for a charity baseball game. I'm Tyler Gum. Top stories at home, top stories from around the world. This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg's News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Joy Piazza. Folks along the Gulf Coast bracing for Nate this weekend.
We're thinking a landfall Saturday night into Sunday morning somewhere along the Louisiana coastline as a minimal hurricane. So if you live anywhere from Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, you need to be paying close attention to your local forecast.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, Nate blamed for at least 21 deaths in Central America. Police in Las Vegas asking for more tips from the public. Anything that could lead to why Stephen Paddock opened fire on concertgoers Sunday, where 58 people died.
Today, we have run down well more than 1,000 leads in this investigation. While some of it has helped create a better profile into the madness of this suspect, we do not still have a clear motive or reason why.
Under Sheriff Kevin McMahill of the Las Vegas Metro Police Department, Vice President Pence will visit Vegas tomorrow. Fox News, we report, you decide.
When you own an epic Letterman jacket, you don't just wear school spirit, you live it. Go Van Gogh's in Galesburg has the best selection and prices in the area on new Letterman jackets. This Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you'll save even more with an additional 15% off all Letterman jackets in stock. A Letterman jacket makes a great Christmas present for the students on your list. This Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday only, you'll save an additional 15% off all in-stock Letterman jackets at Go Van Gogh's. Corner of Prairie and Tompkins, downtown Galesburg, and at govangoes.com.
Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
I'm Will Stevenson. October is National Substance Abuse Prevention Month. We'll talk more about it Monday night at 5 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
Brad Benowitz, Sean Nicky, Jake Miller with you. Halftime here at Augustana College, where the Alleman Pioneers on their homecoming lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks 21-7. We'll run through some halftime statistics here in a moment. Let's go through our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. First of all, Major League Baseball. Cubs lead the Nationals 3-0 going to the bottom of the eighth. That's game one of the National League Divisional Series. And the Yankees and Indians, after the Indians fell behind early, the Yankees got to Corey Kluber, but game's become a slugfest. Now 8-8 in the bottom of the 13th inning with the Indians batting. And earlier today, the Astros pounded the Red Sox 8-2. High school football, lots of games of interest that we've been trying to watch throughout the night. Knoxville, an easy winner over North Fulton, 47-0. So the Blue Bullets really took command of that division late, as North Fulton only its second loss and A-Town its only loss in the division. Here's an eye-opener. I don't know that the fact that Dunlap is winning is a surprise so much as the fact that they're routing Metamora 42-0, and it's early third quarter. So we knew Metamora was struggling at 2-4. I mean, that's just not a Metamora team, but still, to see, I mean, it's such a reflection of just how strong Dunlap is this year.
And there's some other things going on in Metamora. If you're watching the news, they got some other things going on within the football program and in the community. And, you know,
it's been a tough week over there.
Yeah, those kinds of distractions do have an effect on the football field. I mean, they just have to. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of things going against Metamora, on top of the fact that Dunlap, you know, might be one of the better teams in the state, and the rankings show that, and the record sure shows it.
Late in the ball game, Farmington with a 20-12 lead over Elmwood Brimfield. Richwood's with a 21-14 lead over Bloomington. Low scoring in the Big 12 tonight, because this one's the shocker. Again, I don't know that it's so much a shocker that Danville is beating Peoria, but in the fourth quarter, there's only 42 points in that game, and Danville leads at 28-14. But, Jake, you said, I mean, obviously, we don't know what's going on over there. We're a great distance up here compared to where that game is. But
right.
You think that's clearly an indication of rain that low score.
Yeah, it's one of two things. You know, you got Peoria who's averaging close to 70. So it's either the rain is the great equalizer. You can't throw the ball 40 times and a half when it's raining, like if it was doing anything like it was up here. Or I know that their Illini recruited quarterback, Ron Taylor, was hurt in last week's game. So I wonder if something's going on there, if he's playing or if he's limited. So that could be something for the score there, too. And Danville's pretty good.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're 5-1 coming in.
Right.
And in the Western Big Six, the Battle of the Unbeatens, at least Battle of the Unbeatens in conference play, Moline with a 21-18 lead over Quincy early third quarter there. QND routing Macomb 55-0. Anawan Weathersfield, an easy win over Ridgewood 55-6. Here, 21-14, Rock Island Alleman with the lead over the Silver Streaks. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Silver Streaks, 87 yards on the ground, 21 through the air in the first half. 21 carries, 87 yards overall. Kobe Ramirez with 19 carries for 86 yards. Clark Hawkins had a 3-yard rush. Jacob Carl had a minus two run. Hawkins, 2 for 5 passing, 21 yards. Both of those receptions by Cody Castile. Alleman, meanwhile, 28 plays on the ground, 247 yards and 3 touchdowns. The quarterback, Sam Matichek, 8 carries, 108, including 2 touchdowns. Cornel Logo, a 70-yard touchdown run. He's carried it 7 times for 82 yards. Mikey Scarpinato with a 1-yard run. Josh Timms carried it 6 times for 42. And Anthony Dockery Jackson, 6 carries for 13 yards. The only pass of the first half, Matichek completed for 18 yards to the tight end, Lindbeck, and they lead it 21-7. The other, we mentioned the 3 touchdowns. 2 for Matichek, a 57-yard breaking free on the second play from scrimmage, and a 1-yard quarterback sneak for their third touchdown, and Cornel Logo broke off a 70-yard run. Those are the 3 Alleman touchdowns. Silver Streak scored on their opening drive, a 60-yard scoring drive that covered 10 plays, and Kobe Ramirez ran it in from a yard out for a fourth down conversion for the Silver Streaks. But since then, Alleman has scored 21 straight, and they'll have the ball to start the second half. Teams are out warming up. The rain has pretty well stopped, I guess, now. It was lightening up, and, Jake, nothing.
Oh, it's
right
a beautiful
now.
Night.
Now, anyway.
Right, yeah. I'm just talking to the officials right now, and looks like they've changed, got some dry gear on, or I don't know. Yeah, it's a beautiful night now. Nope, they're still wet. They didn't change. they're still wet. Yeah, it's a lot better now. The wind's picked up a little bit, but, yeah, there won't be the driving rain. And looking at the radar, it looks like we might be clear, hopefully, for the rest of the half.
Well, on the one hand, with the rain not coming down, certainly that makes things easier with the play. But the ball's still going to be wet because it's going to be sitting down on the turf. So it's not like it's a non-factor at this point.
Right, but this stuff drains. I mean, this stuff drains so well, and I'm standing on it now. And, it's just such a difference just not having that driving rain come down. So, I don't know if I haven't seen Coach Doherty yet, and I don't know if we're going to get to be able to talk to him here at a half, but that
he's
would be something.
He's in the end zone right now.
Oh, is he coming up?
He's coming up.
Okay. Maybe we can have one quick conversation.
Yeah. Our halftime coach's interview also brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Jake's going to knife his way through the players just like a Kobe Ramirez run. And, Jake, take it away. Let's find out what the coach has to say here at halftime.
All right, Coach. Yeah, we'll make this a quick one. Obviously, Alleman made an adjustment to us defensively. We had a great first drive, did everything that we wanted to do. What do you think that you see maybe that we could take advantage of in terms of countering that adjustment here in the second half?
They didn't make any adjustments. We just stopped blocking. And the Matichek kid, he's been a difference maker on their offensive side. And, you know, it's taken us the better part of the first half to adjust to what they do. And he's a skilled kid in their system, and he's really quick. But we're just playing like we've never seen it before. So that's the difference.
Okay. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Good luck.
As always, our thanks to Tim Doherty giving us a few words here at halftime just to give us an idea of what they saw, what they talked about, what they saw in the first half, what they talked about during the halftime break. And we'll get ready to go here in about 45 seconds for the second half. Our thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Rock Island tonight as we are in Jake Miller territory here at Augustana College. I traveled up in a 2016 Nissan Maxima and enjoyed it. And we'll enjoy the ride home as well with the sporty look. And be sure to check out the 2017 model year-end savings guarantee at Galesburg Nissan. This, by the way, the 2016 Maxima, marked down under $30,000. It is part of the certified pre-owned fleet at Galesburg Nissan, which gives you 167-point inspection, all kinds of amazing benefits that go along with that. A 7-year, 100,000-mile factory-backed limited warranty covers over 600 components as well. And, again, that's just part of the certified pre-owned package, but also be sure to check out the 2017 model year-end savings event going on through the month of October at Galesburg Nissan. And check out the 2016 Nissan Maxima SL as we get it back to the lot tonight. It'll be there for your viewing pleasure. And talk to any of the guys out of Galesburg Nissan, Chad Warren among them, and ask about it and take advantage of it tomorrow. The kickoff is underway. Holloman receives it at the 9-yard line, and a burst of speed up the middle and a good tackle made across the 35-yard line as Scarpinato with a good burst up the middle, and Devin McIntosh did a good job of locking on and hanging on. Otherwise, that one could have gone for quite a bit more. Holloman will start off the second half at their own 34-yard line.
You know, we ended the half doing a good job of hitting the quarterback, containing the option a little bit better. I'm hoping that carries over into the second half, because that's certainly something we need to do. Contain that quarterback, contain the option. Split flow.
Holloman leading 21-7 as we begin the second half. It'll be a short gain on first down. Again, Matichek, the leading rusher in the first half out of the quarterback spot, 108 yards as he carries for three on the opening play of the second half. Tim with 42 yards, Logo with 82. It's so impressive. You know, you can run that triple option, but if you don't have the guys to do it, then, you know.
Completely. You have to have the personnel for it. You know, you got to have three guys willing to carry the football. You know, your offensive lineman, it's a personnel type thing.
On the option keeper, Matichek rolling to the right side, crosses the 40. Streaks contain him. He picks up maybe five on second down. So it'll be third and short upcoming, and the Silver Streaks did not stop Holloman on third down at all in the second quarter.
Looking at their personnel, Logo is not on the field. I saw that he was the last one out of the locker room there at halftime. So, you know, maybe he still has something from the injury. He's on the sideline. I can see him straight across with his helmet off. You know, don't know the status of the injury, but he is not on the field right now.
Yeah, we thought when he was walking off the field after going down late in the second quarter there that he wasn't exactly walking a straight line and might have been a little dazed. So not out there to begin the second. Good stop by the Silver Streaks, but the extra effort at the end of the play,
it's going to be close,
by Dockery Jackson may be enough for the first down. They're not even going to measure. Not even going to measure. The ball sitting halfway between the 44 and 45-yard line, and they move the chains.
Yeah, I don't see any protest on the sideline. So, I mean, these guys have a better look than we do. I'm a little behind. But, yeah, definitely the spots have tended to favor the home side, at least in the first half.
Silver Streaks close to stopping it, but on the first play from this series, Matichek carries it all the way to the first down marker again in Galesburg territory. They're going to spot the ball right at the Silver Streaks 46-yard line. It's going to be a half yard short of a first down.
Silver Streaks 46-yard line will be second and one by Aaron.
So from the Galesburg 46, didn't take Holloman long to move it into Silver Streaks territory. And with Logo out, it's Dockery Jackson, Tim, and I believe Scarpinato. No. Might be Barrett in the backfield. Up the middle, they don't get much, but they don't need much. It was less than a yard, and the play moves to the Galesburg 44-yard line for a gain of two and another first down.
And this is where Alleman's good. This is where they want to be. They have a comfortable lead. So now it's, you know, they could care less, to be honest, if they scored or not. You know, now it's just about just taking your time and letting the clock do its thing, which is tick down. And they're going to hold on to the ball and not shoot themselves in the foot and keep things moving. So, the Streaks have to look to find ways to stop them for negative plays and then ultimately try to get a turnover.
They sent Andrew Barrett wide out to the right this time, out of the wishbone formation, lined up behind Matichek. Streaks flinch, but don't cross into the neutral zone. The handoff goes right to Tim for a very short gain, if any, on first down. They'll move him up to the Silver Streaks 44-yard line for a pickup of one. Clock rolling to the nine-minute mark here in the opening portions of the third quarter with a 21-7 Alleman lead.
Nice push there by our D-line. We heard Coach Washabaugh in the scouting report talk about winning the line of scrimmage. Certainly we did not do that in the first half, but that was a nice play there by our line. Resulted in a half-yard gain, so second down and nine and a half.
Silver Streaks have forced one Alleman fumble. They could use another one on the rollout. Matichek tucks it in, breaks up the far side of the field, past the Silver Streaks defenders, all the way in for the touchdown. Once he got the angle, Silver Streaks were going for the corner, and once he got past two Silver Streaks defenders in the secondary on the far side, he takes it all the way, and a late penalty flag comes flying in 10 seconds after the play ends. So that's somebody talking down there. It's going to get a personal foul.
Well, if it's on us, I'm going to go with Carson Johnson because the play was near him. The flag was near him.
The official just pointed the Silver Streaks' direction. The referee has not indicated what it is yet, but the official who threw the flag, as they were discussing, pointed Galesburg's way.
Yeah. Unsportsmanlike.
So Matichek runs it in from 44 yards out, his third touchdown run of the game, and he's got 170 yards on the ground now.
And that's a dead ball foul that will take place on the kickoff.
Mm-hmm. Seven-play scoring drive for Alleman. Schmidt in for the extra point. Comes just 8:35 to go in the third quarter. And the Silver Streaks have not been able to move the ball effectively since their opening drive. They got to figure out a way to make it happen. With a long way to go still in this game, but trailing now by three touchdowns. 28-7, 8:35 to go third quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
It's a simple concept. Wheel alignment for life. Get four tires at Dave's Auto Body and you qualify for a free four-wheel alignment for as long as you own your vehicle. Just ask us for a tire quote.
You better call Dave's.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Galesburg's News. Galesburg's Talk. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
8:35 to go, third quarter, 28-7. Rock Island Alleman with a lead over the Silver Streaks. And after the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against Galesburg, Alleman will tee it up and kick off from the Galesburg 45-yard line. So rather than their own 40, they're across the 50, and this clearly will go into the end zone. So I guess all it really does is prevent the Silver Streaks from breaking off a long run on the kickoff.
Well, that's an opportunity. I thought they may have set up for an onside kick.
I wondered about that also.
From the Galesburg 45, you kick it. We recovered on a 30 or 35. They still have, you know, accomplished getting like a deep kick from a normal kick, you know, with a decent return. So with the opportunity to recover that. So they went for their option was to kick it in the end zone, and we'll take it to 20.
Mercer County 20, West Central 14, end of the third quarter in that Lincoln Trail game. Silver Streaks start this drive from their own 20. 8:35 to go, third quarter, first possession of the second half. Hawkins in the shotgun. Hand off to Ramirez. Cuts to the right. Cuts back up the middle to the 30. Has the first down. Still on his feet and dragged down by Alleman defenders all the way up at the 35 for a gain of 15 on first down.
Yeah, and I think that, something just I'm noticing I'm standing right here is, you know, they might like too. That's the first time I think they've really gone through the trips formation, and there's something they might see that they like. So in the bubble out of that, Alleman only was covering with two guys up on the line of scrimmage. So they've made their adjustments. So it was a mistake. Alleman's got three now on the trips onto the short side.
Ramirez over 100 yards rushing for the game. Gets it again running left. Another hole across the 40. Dives forward to the 43-yard line at the end of the play. He'll pick up seven on first down. And a good burst of energy by Kobe Ramirez on his first two carries of the second half, aided by some holes by the offensive line.
Yeah, and that's what Coach talked about. He said, you know, it wasn't their adjustment, meaning Alleman's. It was the streaks and their lack of blocking. And it looks like the offensive line hopefully have made some sort of adjustments here. And it looks so far so good for Kobe.
Stark County defeats United 42-24. The Red Storm remain winless through the first 7 weeks of the season. Second and three for the Silver Streaks at their own 43-yard line. Hawkins in the gun. Three wideouts left, one to the near side. Back to pass, Hawkins across the middle. Going high for the catch is Carson Johnson. Tackled at the Alleman 45-yard line for another Silver Streaks. First down on this opening drive of the third quarter.
It was a nice pass over the middle. We were with that formation that we had offensively. Carson was covered by an inside linebacker, and that's always a good opportunity for us to get speed over that backer position. We threw it over the middle. Nice play.
Third pass completion of the game for Clark Hawkins. Can become maybe more of the Silver Streaks offense here in the second half now that the rain has stopped. On first down from the 45 on the option toss to Ramirez, stripped out of his hands, comes back for it, still free. And it looks like from the player reaction, the Silver Streaks have recovered, but a loss of one at the 46-yard line.
I think Clark Hawkins got in there.
Sure
himself.
Does.
So
yep.
Good job there by the senior to get in there and make a play that needed to be made.
Well, Dockery Jackson really played that, you know, outstanding on the outside. Certainly as we run an option play against him, they've seen that a few times with their own offense. He popped out at Kobe there, got his hand on the ball, popped it out, and almost got the recovery, popped away from him, and Hawkins there got the recovery.
Second and 11 for the Silver Streaks. Back at the Alleman 46.5-yard line. 6:25 and counting here, third quarter. Streaks down 28-7. There's swing there. Pass to the outside, caught by Devin McIntosh, trying to knife his way between some defenders. Not much room at all after the catch. He picks up a couple up to the 43-yard line. It'll be a gain of three, and third and eight upcoming. Streaks able to open up the playbook a little bit through the air. Cody Castile had two catches in the first half for 21 yards. Johnson and McIntosh on receptions here on this opening drive of the second half.
You know, with the rain stopping, that's a big part of us being able to open up, as you've said, the playbook. Get some yards in the air, and with time, they'll soften up, and maybe some runs will open up for Kobe.
Third and eight. Streaks 1-for-6 on third downs tonight. Hawkins in the shotgun. Ramirez lined up next to him. He's a lead blocker. Good protection for Hawkins. Throws it downfield into coverage, and it's pass interference called on Alleman. Jacob Carl inside the 20-yard line with an Alleman defender draped all over his back, and the Silver Streaks will pick up 15 and gain a first down on a penalty.
No, that's the same backer we went after before that Carson had gotten the reception on. And I think actually this guy is more of an outside linebacker, strong safety type of guy. And what to his disadvantage, I think we're picking on him a little bit. He has a cast on his hand.
Yeah, that's the Hodge kid who is a starting halfback. And in the interview, Todd DePorter saying he got injured in the game last week, so he would not be in on offense, but he was going to keep him out there in the linebacker core. And the penalty for the Silver Streaks takes it down to the Alleman 28-yard line. First major penalty of the night. First penalty really of any consequence for Alleman. Of course, they had the illegal block in the back penalty on their two-point conversion attempt earlier. Still got the extra point out of it on the third attempt, as it turned out. Trips right for the Silver Streaks. Toss play left for Kobe Ramirez. Short side of the field. Picks up one. Tries to backpedal, but in the grass. Down he goes behind the line of scrimmage. His forward progress will give him a gain of a yard. Well, it should be a gain of a yard.
It's
They're standing right at the line of scrimmage.
Not with that side judge in the spots he's had tonight.
He is clearly past the marker. That'll be no gain. Second and eight for the Silver Streaks. Ball spotted at the Alleman 28-yard line after the penalty moves the Silver Streaks down inside the 30. Trying to cut into this 21-point Alleman lead.
Trips again to the wide side for the Streaks.
Empty backfield for Hawkins. Cody Castile leading the way left. Hawkins looking right, though,
middle.
Going long down the middle into double coverage and intercepted by the Pioneers. Intended receiver Ramirez at the goal line, and Hawkins threw it right into double coverage. After the interception, Ramirez makes the tackle, and Alleman takes over at about the two. .434 to go here in the third quarter, and the Silver Streaks turn it over. Well, they had a fumble on this drive to start the second half, which they recovered. But this time they do turn it over. And the Pioneers take over at the 2, maybe even the 1.5.
Yeah, the interception, he wound up back in the end zone. However, his forward progress from where he intercepted the ball put him at the 1.5-yard line. So we'll take the luck there on that play.
And Alleman plays it very conservatively on the traditional handoff right. Actually going to give him up to the 5-yard line, so a pickup of 3.5 yards on first down. It'll be 2nd and 7. Trying to see way down there as they start this drive inside the 5-yard line. Looking for Logo on the opposite side.
He's moving around.
Yeah,
a bit.
I see him over there on the far side on the track. With a little more purpose, it looks like.
Matichek.
Yep, scrambling in the backfield. Backs up to the 5-yard line. Then cuts left and tries to cut back up the middle. Picks up a couple. And it'll be 3rd and 4. Big, big opportunity for the Silver Streaks defense here. Got to find a way to make a big stop with 3rd and 4 at just short of the 8-yard line.
And here we talk about the methodical approach by Alleman.
Mm-hmm.
Very slow getting the play call, slow to the line. At this point in time, the score is in their favor, and they're trying to make sure the time of possession is in their favor as well.
Not in any hurry to get back to the line of scrimmage. Taking plenty of time back in the huddle. And now they break huddle. On 3rd and 6. Back to pass. Matichek deep in their own territory, and it's batted away on the far side. Max Carr in coverage across the 20-yard line. Surprised they threw there that deep in their own territory?
That's the same play they passed on earlier. That's the tight end that goes a little corner route. And then you'll have the wing to that side that will press inside, and they went ahead and threw the outside route, and we had it covered.
So the Silver Streaks, who have had some block punts this year on a couple of different occasions, can be thinking about that here. If they can pull it off, Andrew Barrett, 5 yards, 4 yards deep into his end zone. The snap to him is good. The Streaks have the rush on. He gets the kick away. And over Carson Johnson's head, and he has to chase it down. The question is, did he touch it? A big Alleman roll. He chases it back down all the way to the 27-yard line, return to the 35. Into Alleman green jerseys. He must have touched it. Given the purpose that he ran back after the ball, he must have touched it. He chased it all the way down. Not much of a run back. What happened? You think the wind threw him off a little bit? I mean, we can see the trees moving on the far side. Did that ball just carry more than he thought it was going to?
He had his hand up for a fair catch. We had the punt block on, so when you have that, we don't have a return set up. We don't have guys blocking in front of him, so you want to fair catch that because there's no one there to block, and he had to have touched it as he was trying to reel it in, and it bounced over his head. Luckily, he picked it up and was able to get some positive yards out of it.
Streaks with their first defensive stop of the night. Start this drive, 2:25 to go third quarter from their own 39-yard line. Streaks shift the set on the offensive line. Hawkins throws it left, quick out route.
There.
And it's complete to Nolan Jenkins up the far side of the field. A flag comes down as Jenkins takes it into Alleman territory at the 40-yard line with one man to beat. He was taken down there. Yeah, I got to think this one's coming back.
I don't know. The Streaks are saying it's the other way.
Really?
Yeah.
Holding.
No, it's a hold.
Galesburg.
No, it's a hold. They were wishful thinking.
Yep.
A lot of Streaks pointing the other way. I don't know who they caught, who they saw.
Well, I wondered if they thought, because Alleman flinched a little bit at the defensive line of scrimmage. I wonder if they were thinking maybe that they had moved into the neutral zone. It was going to be a free play. I didn't think they moved into the neutral zone. And given the fact that the flag came down on the far side of the field as the play was moving that direction, it clearly couldn't have been that. So it negates a Silver Streaks first down. It'll be 1st and 7 now at the 42-yard line. So they're still ahead of where they were, oddly enough, but not where they really would have liked to have been after that play on the quick out route to Nolan Jenkins. Minute 57 to go, third quarter. Streaks down 28-7. Three wideouts to the right side. Hawkins rolls that direction, throws off his back foot, off the fingertips of McIntosh, going up high for it. You can hear the Galesburg crowd down below us complaining on an early hit by Hunter Hodge. He was there right as the ball came to McIntosh. No flag down. It'll be 2nd and 7.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, they look like pretty good defense. It looks like the way you'd want to teach it. They ran through the ball, and defender and ball met the receiver at about the same time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to me, it looked like a pretty good defensive play. So, Streaks obviously trying to air the ball out here a little bit, see if they get something going.
Hawkins 4-for-9 passing with an interception, 36 yards on the night. Again, just a very, very light mist now appearing to fall, as we had constant rain throughout the entire first half. Out of the shotgun on 2nd and 7. Hawkins with a handoff to Ramirez up the middle, close to the 45-yard line where his forward progress is stopped and then pushed backwards. And it'll be 3rd and 4 for the Silver Streaks. They need to get to midfield for a first down as the clock rolls under a minute and a half to go, trailing 28-7, and the ball sitting at the 45.
A three-score ball game, but right now it sure feels like a lot more than three scores.
Agreed.
And so this third down becomes really big in the sense if you can keep this thing going and punch one in somehow here now or at the beginning of the first quarter, and then you got a little bit of life. You got to punt the ball away here. I mean, yikes.
Especially after the Silver Streaks got that stop deep in Alleman territory.
Right.
Really like to take advantage of it here. Dropping back, Hawkins, fake handoff, rolling out right, throws it off his foot, complete in Alleman territory at about the 48, maybe the 47-yard line to Carson Johnson. And the Streaks move the chains. That is their first third down conversion since the opening drive of the game.
That's what we need. You know, we need to continue driving the ball at field. That was the second level of the flood play that we've run. You know, nice catch. Got the first down. Keep the chains moving.
Goes as a gain of 7.
50 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Johnson's second catch of this half for 19 yards. New set of downs for the Silver Streaks at the Alleman 48. Up the middle, Ramirez. Gains a yard, then pushed backwards.
Yeah, Kobe's getting a little frustrated right now.
Yep, yards are harder to come by tonight.
Right.
And harder to come by even than they were in the opening possession. He carried the ball 8 times, a 10-play scoring drive to open the game for the Silver Streaks. Kobe ran it 8 times, 61 yards. Since then, he's run it 16 times for 52 yards.
Yeah.
So he's over 100 on the night, but not even as many yards since the opening drive as he had in those first 10 plays. Two wideouts left, one to the right. Hawkins looks left, swings it behind the line of scrimmage, caught by Nolan Jenkins to the far side of the field, dragged down from behind at the 40-yard line. It'll be 3rd and 2 as the third quarter comes to an end. 28-7, Alleman on top. Streaks trying to drive in deeper into Alleman territory when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
When was the last time you had your furnace checked over by a professional? Schedule a fall furnace checkup for $55, including carbon monoxide testing. Good for LP gas and natural gas-fired furnaces, McConnell Heating and Cooling, Wood Hall, and now in Galesburg. Call 342-5820. Some exclusions apply.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streaks facing, well, I thought the ball was going to be at the 40. They actually marked it at the 41. So it's going to bring up 3rd and 3. I sure like 3rd and 2 a lot better. 28-7 is the Alleman lead. Silver Streaks, as we were just talking about, have not scored since the opening drive of the game. So 28 consecutive points for Alleman since then. Their first two possessions resulted in scoring drives of 3 plays and 2 plays and were aided by long runs, 57 yards on one play, 70 for a touchdown on the second series. And the Streaks have been playing catch-up ever since. And Hawkins is flushed down and back all the way at midfield at the 50. As the defensive pressure came in from the right side of that Galesburg offensive line, just a free shot as Hawkins faked left and then turned right and saw the defender coming right at him. Tackle for loss back at the 49.
Yeah,
lose 8.
Now you're in a, you know, this is 4-down territory for the rest of the quarter for sure, for the rest of the game. So, you know, you're at midfield, so it's not the worst place to have to, you know, try to convert a 4th and long, but tough sledding definitely for the Streaks at this point.
Streaks 2-for-3 on 4th down tonight. One was a 1-yard touchdown. on fourth and goal on the opening drive. This is fourth and 11. Streaks need to get to the Alleman 38-yard line, well, inside the 38 for a first down. They split two receivers to each side of the field. Ramirez a single setback. Short drive by Hawkins. The pressure's on again. He flushes out of it to the 50. Tucks it into the 40. He's going to run for a while to the 30. Cut back to the middle of the field inside the 20. All the way down to the 17-yard line as Hawkins runs it despite the face mask way back behind the line of scrimmage. And a huge run on fourth down for a first down.
That's a great play. It's a big play there for Clark to make that play with his feet. Not known for his fleetness of foot, but, yeah, he turned it on there, and he made a couple nice moves. They're going to decline the penalty, and they'll have...
Yeah, we'll take the run.
Yeah, they'll have first and 10 from the 18.
He gains 31, and if you count the additional, what, 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage where he got pushed back to, it's really a 41-yard run.
Yep.
Silver Streaks really needed that one after the sack of a loss of 8 on the previous play. And now, okay, all right. Hawkins was coming over to the sideline. I thought maybe for a second they were going to call timeout. But, yeah, that's all it was, just some clarification. Make sure they've got the right play. At the Alleman, 18-yard line now. Silver Streaks 3-for-4 on fourth down conversions tonight.
So he breathes a little bit of life here into the Streaks. They're not gone yet.
After that breathe. That big breathing movement. Two wideouts to each side. Hawkins drops back in the shotgun. He's going to tuck it in again to the left side to the 10. Takes a big hit, lowers his shoulder, and a collision just outside the 10-yard line. Both offense and defensive players bounce right back up, and Hawkins will pick up a hard 1 yard. It'll be second and 9.
Now, that one was designed. I didn't know we had that... I didn't know we had that play call in our arsenal there for Clark. We got other guys that like to see run the ball.
Now Kobe's been such a target. Why not mix things up a little bit, right?
Right.
West Central has now taken a 22-20 lead over Mercer County as the Eagles continue to struggle. 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter in that game. Streaks down 21 here. Hand off to Ramirez left. Stop. Okay. Now cuts back toward the middle.
Push,
inside
push.
The five.
Touchdown.
Pushes all the way to the goal line. Touchdown. What a hard run by Kobe Ramirez. 17 yards. And the last seven, he just pushed the defenders out of the way. And the Streaks cut the lead to 15 with 9:47 to go.
He had a lot of help, too, with their offensive line to continue pushing the line of scrimmage there. You know, the result of that was a touchdown. You know, he had two or three linemen there pushing with it. Good effort.
Streaks line up in one of their Wildcat formations, the Muddle Huddle, as we talked about, as Jake has explained in previous games. Now lining up for the traditional extra point. James Hayden's kick has plenty of distance, gets inside the upright. It's 28-14. And what do the Silver Streaks have up their sleeve? We'll see when we come back. Trailing by 14, 9:47 to go in the game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
A 9-play scoring drive for the Silver Streaks covers 61 yards, 4 minutes, 37 seconds off the clock. Kobe Ramirez takes the last 17 yards on his own for his second touchdown of the night. And the Hayden extra point makes it 28-14. Now, I want to go back. Silver Streaks had that great defensive stop that forced the Alleman punt. Carson Johnson stands there calling for the fair catch. It goes over his head. He touches it, has to chase it down. Silver Streaks get a first down on the first play from scrimmage that gets called back due to a holding penalty. The way that series started, you're thinking, oh, we just can't take advantage of the good things that we're doing tonight. And yet, they turn it around and put together an impressive scoring drive that keeps them in this game.
Absolutely. You know, that's what you need to have. Talk about adjustments and what you do at halftime and how you come out and produce on those adjustments. We needed that drive there to put some points on the board, and we're still in striking distance. We have an opportunity here to get a nice stop, defensive stop here, get the ball back. Certainly something we can do only down two scores.
Meanwhile, in the battle for first place in the Western Big Six, Jarrell Brock with a 24-yard touchdown run, 7:36 to go in the game at Browning Field. Quincy leads Moline 32-29. Geneseo with a 21-0 shutout over LaSalle Peru and a gain of 2 on first down for Alamut. If the Silver Streaks defense can come up big here, we're really talking some business as the clock rolls under 9.5 to go in the game. Alamut leading 28-14. After the kickoff went into the end zone, Alleman's drive starts from their own 22-yard line. They come back to the line of scrimmage after breaking huddle. Matichek on the keeper, rolling to the left side, gets to the corner. Deontay Pulley makes the initial contact, pushing him out of bounds. Short of the first down marker, and it'll be 3rd and 3. Big defensive play for the Silver Streaks. Pending right here. Matichek gains 5. It'll be 3rd and 3.
Yeah, it's when you talk about, you know, the football game's coming down to 7 or 8 plays, and this is one of those right here. You know, the Streaks in terms of time, they need to make a stop here, and they need to get off the field with a punt. So it's a big play.
And running him out of bounds stops the clock at the 9:01 mark. That could be an advantage for the Silver Streaks. Handoff goes left, and there's a big defensive stop, but does the second effort get enough to get back to the 30-yard line? Where's the spot going to be?
Looks like it's right on the 30.
He's standing right on it, isn't he?
Yep. They didn't even measure. They didn't even look at it.
They didn't.
The chains.
Yeah, the ball's not even down yet. They haven't even placed it on the yard line yet, but they're moving the chains. The nose of the football sitting right on the 30. All the more that they got the first down by. And you didn't have to measure that?
No idea.
So a gain of 3 and a new set of downs at the 30-yard line. So a big third down conversion for Alleman, which continues to get the job done on third down tonight. 7 of 8 now. Matichek on the keeper. Tucks it in. Good stop by the Silver Streaks. Tried to bounce to the right side of that offensive line. Streaks swarmed around him. Looks like Cody Castillo with the initial hit. It'll be a gain of 1, second down.
Yeah, and without, you know, the fullback that hasn't come back into the game,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's really only one dynamic rusher out there, you know, for Alleman. And they haven't done much offensively, you know, in this half except for that first drive. So, you know, the Streaks got to dial in on
number 9.
They got to dial in on
the fullback whom he's referring to is Cornel Logo, who went out late second quarter with an injury. Handoff goes up the middle. Streaks trying to strip the ball out of John West's hands. He'll pick up 3 on second down. It'll bring up 3rd and a long 6. West with a rare carry tonight. Of course, Josh Tim has had a few opportunities. A modest night, 10 carries, 51 yards. Not bad, but certainly not the explosiveness that we have seen from Logo, who's out of the game with an injury, has not returned since going off the field in the second quarter, and Matichek, obviously. On 3rd and 6, Matichek with a toss play deep behind the line of scrimmage, and the Streaks covered it up nicely on the left side of that defensive line, and they lose a yard on 3rd down. Nowhere to go for Josh Tim as the quarterback toss deep behind the line of scrimmage. And thanks to the Silver Streaks defense, that play was over pretty much from the time it started.
Carson Johnson came up well, set the edge in that as a corner, made sure the guy turned in sooner. And when that happens, you have the inside help coming. The flow's going to be there to make sure there's a tackle.
Punt formation. This one will get away from about the 23-yard line as the clock rolls, 6:35 to go. Streaks get some pressure on. Now running into the kicker at the end of the
Daniel
play.
Green.
Carson Johnson backpedals to the 25-yard line. The worst possible thing the Silver Streaks could have done here.
Yeah, right now he's going to give him a 5-yarder. So it's going to be still 4th down.
because it was fourth and almost eight.
Yeah, it was fourth and eight, so it's still going to be fourth down, but it's going to be fourth and short.
Or they could take the result of the punt.
Or they could take the result of the punt. Yeah, it depends on what they want to do. You're right.
Carson Johnson backpedaled to the 25 to take that one. Well, you know, I'm not so sure. You take the penalty, and then maybe you go with a hard count. Try to draw the Streaks defense off sides, and then you got a first down.
And they're bringing it back now. Looks like they're going to mark it off.
They declined it. Nope, they declined it. They're going to take the result.
Okay, they just lost the spot.
The official standing at the 45-yard line just put his hands out. Did you see him? Just like, well, why did I come all the way up here then?
I don't know what they're doing.
I hope they remembered where
they
mark
declined
the ball.
It. They declined the penalty. They're going to bring it back, and we're going to take the result of the punt.
Yeah, just stop right there. Just put the ball down right there. No, stop walking. No. Yeah, it should be at about the 25, and he's actually going to put it at the 26 on the near hash mark. So despite the running into the kicker penalty, the Silver Streaks defense holds, and they get it back with 6:30. Still a lot of time to go in this fourth quarter, trailing by two touchdowns. So Galesburg has it at its own 26-yard line. The rain stopping has worked to the Silver Streaks' advantage as they have gone to the air more here in the second half, and it helped lead to that scoring drive on the last possession. End of third quarter, Rock Island leading United Township 38-14. The Rocks will be the Streaks' final opponent of the home portion of the schedule next week on senior night, as both of those two teams look for their first wins of the season. Right now it looks like it'll be the Rocks with one quarter to go. Here the Streaks down two touchdowns, 6.5 to play in the game. Out of the shotgun, low snap, Hawkins collects it. To the outside, Johnson complete. Tries to run over a man, then upended and up and thrown forward. Across to about the 34-yard line. He got picked up, and then his top portion of his body was kind of picked up forward as the defenders lifted his legs up above his head.
Yeah, that was a nice catch and run by Nolan Jenkins. Go ahead, Jake.
No, he was. I would just like to see him, you know, get the yards that he can, make the contact, and then get out of bounds, right? And he just tried to put his head down and just go.
Second and two.
Belly.
Handoff, Ramirez, first down at the 40, cut back to the far side at the 45, slips a tackle to the 50, far side to the 40, starts to cut back to the middle of the field, double teamed on the tackle, ball breaks free, Silver Streaks dive for it on the sideline with Alleman celebrating. The ball is down to the 32-yard line.
They're pointing for Alleman. Alleman ball.
Kobe Ramirez just trying to get a little bit extra at the end of the play on a terrific run. You saw him point that direction, Sean?
Yes.
I never did see him, but I don't doubt you.
Yeah, they're switching football, so.
Man, what a killer. What a killer. Silver Streaks with the ball at their own 34-yard line. Kobe Ramirez runs it to the Alleman 32, where the ball in double coverage. He ran into a double team down there once they finally caught up to him. They slowed him down. They brought him to a stop, and then somebody ripped the ball out of there. And Alleman gets it back with 5:41 to go, leading two touchdowns. Matichek to the right side. Slips a tackle at the 40. Into Galesburg territory. Pulled down at the 47-yard line by Max Carr. And just like that, they're right back into Galesburg territory. He picks up 21 on first down to the Galesburg 47. And Matichek is 3 yards short of 200 yards rushing on the night.
Well, defensively, we still need to get the stop here. We got a nine's the guy they want to go to. Jake and I have talked about it this half. They got one fullback out with a broken hand. He's playing defense only. The other one got injured in the first half. Not too many offensive threats here, but number nine.
They go to West again, right up the middle and stacked up for no gain. West not nearly the weapon, and the Streaks shut him down on that play. Second and 10 from the Streaks' 47-yard line. Streaks down two touchdowns. We're looking like they were really going to put some pressure on Alleman on that big run by Kobe until he coughed it up at the end of the play. And now the clock really working against the Silver Streaks with Alleman slowing things down, leading by two touchdowns and 4.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Matichek waiting, standing at the line of scrimmage. Now comes set. Fumbles the ball, but dives back on it. So it'll be third and long, third and 11.
Castellano was a split second too late there. You know, the snap was fumbled in the exchange from the center exchange there, and Matichek was quickly on it, but Castellano was a split second behind.
So another big third down opportunity for the Silver Streaks defense. Alleman 2 for 4 on third downs here in the second half. And the clock continues to roll, 3:50 to go in the game, with the Streaks trailing by two possessions. 28-14, the Alleman lead. Third and 11 for the Pioneers, and now whistles. We're going to have a timeout by the Pioneers. 3:40 to go in the game. Silver Streaks trailing by 14. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth. Live coverage of GHS Silver Streaks football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family.
I'm Will Stephenson. Hear remarks State Senator Chuck Weaver gave to the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce this week. When you join us tonight at 5 for Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
Garrett Augustana, Brad Benowitz, Sean Hickey, Jake Miller with you. 3:40 to go in the game. Alleman leading 28-14, and the Pioneers with a third and 11 coming out of a timeout. Xavier Stritchfield with a 30-yard touchdown in the Moline-Quincy game. Maroons back on top, 35-32, with just over 2 minutes to go in that game at Browning Field.
Powder, nice play.
On third and 11, and the Streaks defense holds. And forcing a punt here.
Got to start to look at calling timeouts here, guys.
Well, they ran a counter play there. Dawson Johnson got into backfield. If there's anything that kills counter, it's going to be penetration. So we got penetration there. We disrupted the counter. Fourth and 11 here. They have to punt team out. Johnson back to return.
And Carson backing up to the 15, to the 10. And that's where he'll wait for the Schmidt kick. And again, they're going to let time run here. 3 minutes. It'll be under 3 minutes by the time the snap is away. It comes at 2:56, and he steps into it, gets a line drive kick, which backs up Johnson and receives it at the 7. Cuts back to the middle of the field. Now up to the 20. And spun around from behind, and that slowed him down enough for the rest of the coverage to come down and take him down at the 21-yard line. With 2:45 to go in the game, Streaks trailing by two touchdowns, and need quick scores, and then need a little bit of luck to get the ball back. Well, they've moved the ball here in the second half. That's the encouraging part of this miracle comeback. But they've got to move it faster and deeper than they've been able to even up to this point. Trailing 21-7 at the half. Both teams have scored here in the second half, and the Streaks just haven't been able to dent into that deficit very much at all. Out of the shotgun. Four receivers for Hawkins. Pump fakes left. Now rolls right.
It was set up for a screenplay. And
covers to the 25, a gain of 4.
Both receivers over here released. I call it a bus route. They went upfield. They had a lineman releasing this way for a screen. I'm guessing to as an inside screen, a tunnel screen to one of the outside receivers. But they both ran upfield. But we got 4 yards.
Yeah, but the clock is running.
It is.
And that play is designed to go quick and then get out of bounds.
2:15 to go as this play gets away. Second and 6. Hawkins deep. Rolling to the near side. He's going to have to tuck it in again with coverage downfield. Crosses the 30 to the 32-yard line, or to the 34, rather. That's enough for the first down. Clock will stop and long enough to move the chains. So Hawkins picks up 9, and it'll be first down.
No rush here.
From the 34. Silver Streaks need to get set up here. A little bit of confusion trying to get it squared away. A minute 50 to go. Out of the shotgun with a minute 49, the snap is away. Hawkins rolling right into the flat, complete to Carson Johnson. Breaks free, tries to get to the outside, but he's wrapped up and taken down at about the 39-yard line in bounds. And the clock will continue to roll, so the Shrieks call timeout with a minute 35 to play after a gain of five. Trailing 28-14. Lots of short passes that the Silver Streaks have used here in the second half.
It looked to me like Carson got out of bounds, but they kept the clock running over there.
So looking to see if there's a an update. Quincy has to put together a drive with 2:18 to go in the game, trailing by three. Fourth and eight at the Moline 44 with 50 seconds remaining. And let's see if there's another update from Twitter. Orion with a 35-7 win over Morrison. And it looks like Moline is able to hold on fourth down. So leading 35-32, they're going to get the ball back, and it just went final. Moline is your first place Western Big Six team with a week to play as they knock off the defending conference champions, Quincy, at Browning Field. Tell me there's not a celebration going on there. What a resurrection for that Moline program under first-year head coach Mike Morrissey. Minute 35 to go in the game here. Streaks with the ball, second and five, trailing 28-14. Out of the Galesburg timeout. Hawkins in the gun. Two wideouts right and left. Hawkins pump fakes left, throws it up the middle of the field. High to Jacob Carl, but he goes up and grabs it and tackled at the Alleman 36-yard line, and the Streaks are in business. From the 34 to the 36. Biggest pass play of the game for the Silver Streaks of 30 yards, and the first reception of the game for Jacob Carl. And Hawkins spikes the ball to stop the clock with a minute 25 to go.
Good ball, but an even better catch there by Jacob.
Yeah, it was.
You know, he was well covered. I noticed the defender covering him has a cast on his hand.
Once again.
Yeah. But he was well covered. Jacob just made a play, just being a little bit better there.
Take advantage of that height, right? Just throw it up there where he's the only one who can get it, hopefully.
Yeah. You got to put the ball in the right spot to do that, and Clark did there.
Clock stops with a minute 25 after the Streak spiked the ball to down it quickly. Trailing by two touchdowns. Need to score here in what, about the next two plays, realistically.
Yeah.
And then you got to get an onside kick, and that's got to work your way, too. So first things first here, trailing by two touchdowns, out of the shotgun. Hawkins, around the middle, throws behind the receiver at the 25-yard line. As Jenkins couldn't come back to get it, incomplete, it'll bring up third and 10. From the Alleman 36-yard line, sophomores lost tonight, 22-8. Varsity trying to engineer a miracle comeback here. You trailed 28-7. You got a touchdown. Made it 28-14. We're moving the ball with a chance to try to make it 28-21, but fumbled it away. So now still trying to get within one possession. Hawkins looking long, throws it up high and deep. And batted away by Alleman, nearly intercepted at the end zone by Josh Tim. As Jacob Carl got down there and the ball just checked up. And then Carl became less of the target than Alleman's defense did. And it brings up fourth and 10 now.
Yeah, you got to make sure you get a first down here, if nothing else. But you're right, they're just trying to make a play in the end zone there. Sensing the time running down, and
you got to take a shot.
You know, realistically, you're right. You got to get this in here soon, and just to give yourselves a chance. So, I like the Streaks fight. You know, there's no quit, and still working. So,
minute 15 to go. This is the last chance for the Silver Streaks. Fourth and 10 at the Alleman 36-yard line. Ramirez in the backfield with Hawkins in the gun. In motion, Jacob Carl. Trips left now. Hawkins rolling right. Checks up. Throws it to the sideline and ahead of the intended receiver on the far side of the field and out of bounds, incomplete. And the Streaks give it up on downs. McIntosh, the intended receiver on the far sideline, made a dive for it right at the first down marker, but out of his outstretched arms. And the Streaks turn it over on downs, and Alleman will just have to snap the ball a couple of times, and they'll get their fifth win of the season and become playoff eligible. And the Silver Streaks, talking about miracle finishes, will need one at the end of the season to become playoff eligible. They'll need to sweep Rock Island and Peoria here at the end of the season to get to their five wins, and that is a difficult, difficult task, to say the least. Although if Corin Taylor really does have a serious injury for Peoria, that makes it at least within discussion range. As Alleman's Maticek takes a knee, and he'll have to do that.
Well, it's always in discussion. I mean, just remember last year, too. So
that's right.
Whether he's here or not, you know, this is something that these guys can, you know, can still put together here in 2 weeks. So,
yeah, these are high school kids. You know, if we went based upon numbers or statistics or what records are, you wouldn't need to play the game. But when you have kids out there playing, you got to play it. You got to take the snaps. You got to run the ball. And last year, Clark Hawkins filled in and took us to a lead, engineered a victory for us against the number one team in the state. So you never know.
Maticek takes a knee, and that'll be the last time he'll have to do that. West Central with a bit of an upset. They defeat Mercer County. West Central is 1-3 in the Lincoln Trail. Mercer County was 3-1. West Central gets a big win there, 22-20. And here Alleman is going to hold off the Silver Streaks, 28-14. Silver Streaks fall to 3-4 on the season, 1-3 in the Western Big Six, and Alleman improves to 5-2 overall and 3-1 in conference play. 28-14 the final. Stay tuned for the postgame from here at Augustana College when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Silver Streaks football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Why 4-H? People ask me why I volunteer with 4-H. 4-H changes lives. 4-H helps youth become confident, mature adults, ready to succeed in today's challenging world. I've seen it happen. Studies show that youth participating in 4-H are more interested in science, are more motivated to help others, feel safe to try new things, and develop lasting friendships. Consider 4-H for your child. Call 342-5108 for more information.
Silver Streaks football on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. Silver Streaks football is also brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you GHS Silver Streaks football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Azer Clinic, reminding you that if you get to choose your pharmacy, you can also choose where you get your physical therapy. Choose Azer Clinic, 35 years strong. Showers and thunderstorms likely for the rest of tonight, a low of 65. Showers likely with a slight chance of thunderstorms for tomorrow, with winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour with a high of 72 degrees. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 67 at WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks football continues with the GHS postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
28-14 the final. Alleman knocks off the Silver Streaks. Galesburg drops to 3-4 on the season, 1-3 in the Western Big Six. Alleman celebrates on its homecoming. Pioneers are 5-2, 3-1 in the conference. They're tied with Quincy for second place after the Blue Devils lost at Moline tonight, and the Maroons are 4-0 heading into the final game of the conference regular season next week. Tim Doherty's making his way over to Jake Miller. Let's head down to the field now for our post-game coaches interview. Go ahead, Jake, take it away.
Hey, Coach, you know, I don't know. This game, I get a different feeling from this game, and I'm sure you guys do too. To me, it wasn't a lack of effort, a lack of playing hard, but, you know, I don't feel like we're walking away from this loss to a team that is significantly better than us. And I think that's a difference from, you know, some of the other ones this year. I don't know. What do you think about that, Coach?
I don't know. What are you asking me?
Well, I'm just asking. I just didn't feel like, that the Alleman team was physically better than us, and yet we're walking away with a loss here. And I guess that's my question is what was it that caused that, I guess.
Well, that's your opinion if you think they're not better than us. Number nine clearly is better than any player we've got, and he was a difference maker tonight in their scheme. He just made great reads, and he was very shifty, and he must have had over 200 yards. So,
yeah, he did. And we noticed that, you know, once the fullback went out in the second half, that really their dynamics on offense was different. It was about number nine and the other playmakers. He was definitely the other playmaker for them. So offensively, you know, we did, after that first drive in the second half, shut him down. Just couldn't get things going on offense for us. And was it, again, was an adjustment that the defense made, or was it something that, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot? Unfortunately, we had that turnover there late in the fourth quarter.
Well, I got to see the film. And, you know, some of those runs by Kobe, he was jumping out, I think, you know, without seeing the film, you know, whether it was clean inside. I think they just played a little bit harder than we did after that first drive. I mean, we made it look easy, and then we made it look hard. So, you know, we're limited in some positions, and, you know, we just didn't get plays extended. And nine was a difference maker tonight.
I mean, absolutely.
Two series, he had over 200 yards, I think, or three series, he had probably close to 200 yards. So,
well, the goals are still, you know, ahead of us, right? We can still win the last two ball games and get to five wins and become playoff eligible. The road is hard, but we come back home and hopefully get well against a Rock Island team and then the Peoria High team, which we have a little history against, but. I don't think they scored much over 14 points tonight is what we've been checking. So good luck to you, Coach, the rest of the way.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks, as always, to Tim Doherty joining us here in the post game. We'll take a break. When we come back, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and our final statistics as well. Alleman wins at 28-14. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
There's only one place to go after an accident. We have rental cars, detail for life, and plenty of Dave's Gator Sauce to go around. Come to Dave's Auto Body on Grand Avenue.
Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Chances are, you're on your way somewhere. And you're on your way somewhere at the same time the cafe is introducing a new menu of recrafted espresso drinks, including the iced caramel macchiato, sweet caramel, drizzled over smooth iced espresso. Now chances are, you're on your way to McDonald's. Nothing comes before coffee. Get any small from our new line of recrafted espresso drinks. Cafe quality for just $2. A la carte only. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.
Selecting a football coach is a lot like considering your insurance agent. A great coach puts together the best team possible to win the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Surveyor Mutual Insurance in Galesburg. Consider me your coach when selecting the right insurance plan and deductibles for your home, so if your home gets tackled, you're able to finish the game. And our money-saving out-of-home discount is a perfect defense. So stop by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street for Surveyor Mutual Insurance.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
It's up to come up with the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game sometimes. The Streaks scored first, take a 7-0 lead in the game, and then those hard to get any first downs the rest of the way. Alleman scored 28 straight points before the Silver Streaks scored again at 28-14. That ends up being the final, as Alleman wins it here on their homecoming tonight at Augustana College. But despite that, we've still found what we thought certainly at the time was a key play in the game, even if the Silver Streaks eventually weren't able to do anything with it. But Deontay Pulley, here we were talking about it. So what the Streaks really need is a turnover. You got to find a way to make something happen. And Deontay did it tonight. He made it happen. And for that, he gets our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Yeah, we talked in the pregame, but, you know, as we were on our drive here, the impact that the rain would have, particularly was as an option team and what can happen there. And we saw a nice play where we actually covered the option well. We had each responsibility covered. And when that happens, you put yourself in position to have a fumble like that. And so Pulley was in position, hit the guy as the ball was getting there to him. And as a result, we got a turnover from him.
Silver Streaks were down 14-7 at that time as Ollivan was driving, but unfortunately, as we said, couldn't take advantage of it. But at the time, that was a key play, and had the Silver Streaks been able to take advantage of it and move the ball. In fact, they did move the ball downfield, just couldn't get it into the end zone as the drive stalled out inside the 20-yard line. So, nevertheless, a big play at the time. Deontay Pulley, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll be back to August Standard to wrap things up after this, and we take a look at the final stats as well as Alman wins it. By two touchdowns, you're listening to Silver Streaks post-game coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Have you ever compared football to your auto insurance? One fumble can cost you the game. And with auto insurance, not having the right amount of coverage is a weak offensive line. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance in Galesburg. We'll make sure you have deductibles you're comfortable with, so no matter what play is made, you'll avoid the tackle. And our money-saving auto home discount is an automatic first down. Stop by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street and find out why Craddy and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the game-winning touchdown.
You've always known Kehoe Eye Care to give the best eye exam around, that they are the experts when it comes to getting high-quality, stylish glasses or difficult-to-fit contact lenses. But did you know they also do a whole lot more? Their doctors are expertly trained to diagnose and treat eye injuries, infections, and they provide state-of-the-art care for patients with diabetes, glaucoma, cataracts, and macular degeneration. They even have a doctor on call weekends and evenings for emergency eye problems. So if an issue comes up that has anything to do with your eyes, call their professionals at Kehoe Eye Care.
We care for people, not just dies.
The reward should match the accomplishment. And at Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, it does. Don't settle for generic, old-fashioned wooden plaques that will end up covered in dust in a closet. Reward your team with quality, customizable 3D moldings they'll be proud to display. Ribbons, medals, trophies, Breedlove's carries an impressive selection of engravable options to honor your hardworking athletes and scholars. Make the trip to Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee for mantle-worthy hardware they'll go the extra mile to bring home. Online at Breedlove. Lovesports.com.
When you buy tires at the all-new Galesburg Toyota, you're driving along, the ride is smooth. Your wife wants to go shopping and your four-year-old wants ice cream. Sure thing, girls. Daddy has extra money because he bought three tires and got one for a buck at Galesburg Toyota. And when you get tires from the other guys, your wife still wants to shop and your kids still want ice cream. But you don't have any extra money because you spent it all on tires. So the kids start crying and your wife starts cranking. And you realize you should have bought three tires and got one for a buck at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
Sergeant O'Malley. Excuse me, ma'am. What happened? So a man in tights and a cape flew down to your broken car, fixed it, then flew away? Nothing to be worried about, ma'am. That's Car-Mart guy. You have a good day, too.
Car-Mart Tire and Auto in Galesburg, where we're treading with excellence. Now that's gripping stuff.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
28-14, the final. Alleman defeats the Galesburg Silver Streaks tonight. Galesburg falls to 3-4 on the season, 1-3 in the Western Big Six. Alleman wins its homecoming game to go to 5-2 and 3-1 in conference play. Our post-game statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Kobe Ramirez finishes the night, 26 carries for 164 yards and two touchdowns, but two fumbles, one of which the Streaks lost at a key time in the fourth quarter, down two touchdowns as Kobe took him deep inside the 40, inside the 35-yard line, and then coughed it up, and that killed the drive and the Streaks' best chances of a comeback. Hawkins also finished 7 carries, 39 yards. Jacob Carl carried it once for -2. Hawkins, up until the last four incompletions in desperation time. Up until that point, he was 9 of 14 with an interception and 92 yards. He finishes 9 of 18 after the final four incompletions. Carson Johnson, four receptions for 30 yards. Jacob Carl had a 30-yard catch. Cody Castile, two receptions in the first half for 21 yards. Nolan Jenkins had a 7-yard reception. Devin McIntosh, a 3-yard catch. Sam Matichek, 18 carries for 195 yards tonight. The reason he wasn't any closer to 200 was because he took a knee on the last two possessions. And he ran for all four of Alleman's touchdowns tonight. Sorry, three of the four touchdowns. 57 yards, a 1-yard run, and a 44-yard run. That 44-yard run seemed to be the real backbreaker to put the streaks down to 28-7 hole. Cornell Logo had the other touchdown run of the night, a 70-yarder on the second possession of the game for the Pioneers. He went out with an injury late second quarter and finished the night 7 carries for 82 yards. Josh Tim ran it 12 times for 50 yards. Anthony Dockery Jackson carried the ball only one time in the second half, 7 carries, 15 yards, and John West had a couple of carries for 3 yards. Overall, Alleman, let's see, 196, 246, 328, 343, 346 yards on the ground tonight for Alleman. They threw the ball only twice, including one for an 18-yard reception by the tight end, Lynn Beck. Third downs tonight, Alleman finished 7 of 10. Silver Streaks were 2 of 10, and Galesburg was 3 of 5 on fourth downs, including that first fourth down conversion, the 1-yard run by Ramirez to open the game. But wasn't enough. 28-14 the final, and the sophomores lost tonight as well, 22-8. So back home next week, guys, senior night. It seemed kind of fast in some ways. Wow, week 8, last home game of the season, and I somehow got to find a way to beat Rocky. Kind of exercise those demons. That's never easy, and I don't care whether Rocky's struggling like they are this season or not. We know that's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, it's a long season. Each week you have to come out, get ready to win. You have to prepare for the week. You know, and we take our lumps here, but we're still in position to end the season on a high note, come home, get a victory against Rock Island, finish the season with a victory against Peoria. Certainly something that we can do if our guys stay focused, stay injury-free. You know, it's possible. So a takeaway that I had from tonight was the second half, the way that we played. You know, we went out and certainly played much better defensively, but we have all season long, we've had a difficult time of getting started. We fall behind early. Second half, we play teams fairly square, but we've got to get over that hump of a slow start. You commented at the start of the game about how we won the coin flip again and we're taking the ball. I think that's something that we have to do to try to slow down their offense, keep us in position. You know, we would like to get some more opening drives that result in scores like we did tonight. But there again, we got to quit giving up the big plays. Jake, what do you think?
Yeah, that's the name of the game tonight was obviously the big plays. And you're right, in the second half, you know what, it was a 7-7 ball game in the second half. You know, unfortunately, two big plays in the first quarter are going to be the ones you look back at. And, you know, football games, especially two close teams like this, they hinge on two or three, four plays. And that's unfortunately what bit us tonight were the big play bug.
Yeah, the defensive slow starts as much as anything, Don. I mean, you know, we did have the ball first and we came down the field and scored, but then we just turn around and give up a 3-play scoring drive and a 2-play scoring drive, just bing, bang, boom like that, and Streaks trailed the rest of the night, and you're playing an uphill battle. So, and we know that's a definite danger and a threat when you play a team like Rock Island year in and year out. So that's the challenge for next week. Again, it'll be senior night. And we'll have all the ceremonial coverage here on WGIL if you can be with us as the Streaks play their final home game of the regular season at Van Dyke Field next Friday night. For Cody McIntyre, our broadcast engineer on a regular basis, and again here tonight, Jake Miller to my left, for Sean Hickey to my right, I'm Brad Benowitz. Thanks for being with us for Silver Streaks football tonight. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed being a part of it, all except for the final outcome. 28-14, Alleman wins it. Good night from Rock Island.